following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM KXPN and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school football is on the air.
Again, they go into an offset formation. Nobody directly behind. They want to throw the ball in a little hook pattern, and it's going to be tipped and intercepted and headed the other way. It's going to be Saborn to the 10, to the 5, and it'll be pushed out of bounds at the 2-yard line. The interception, Trevor Saborn, and Saborn with the interception, and Ravenna's in business, first and goal at the 3.
Tonight, a Central Nebraska rivalry is renewed at Miles Field in Kearney as the Ravenna Blue Jays take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
O'Brien in motion, high snap, Ranky comes up with it, has to roll out to his right a little bit, he's looking downfield, he's got a man wide open, and it's caught at the 40-yard line. With it is O'Brien, he makes the cut to the outside, picks up a block, and he's gone, folks, 82 yards for a touchdown.
Both teams started the season with impressive wins in week one. Tonight, Kearney Catholic looks to upset their rival at home. It's the Stars and the Blue Jays coming up next, but first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show, and with all of tonight's action, we take you live to Miles Field in Kearney with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very damp Miles Field here in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars playing host to one of their district and former conference rivals, the Ravenna Blue Jays. The Blue Jays ranked number 2 in the state. They are 1-0. Kearney Catholic also 1-0. Last week, the Stars beat Sandy Creek 35-14. Ravenna over Elm Creek by a count of 47-15. A very impressive win, and certainly shows why they're ranked number 2 in the state. Whenever these teams get together, it's always Donnybrook. Last year, they split. The regular season game went to Kearney Catholic 35-19, but then Ravenna won in the second round of the playoffs, eliminating the Stars 41-21. And again, it's a great matchup anytime these teams get together, as I can't really say that they don't like each other, but there is a lot of respect out there, and one guy that knows a little bit about that is going to help me with color tonight, and that's Don Lease, the head basketball coach at Kearney Catholic High School. And talk a little bit about the rivalry. It really doesn't matter what sport. These two teams get together, it's always going to be a pretty hard-fought game, Coach.
Oh, it is, too. And, you know, we go back, you know, a long, long ways as far as, you know, playing each other. And, you know, like you said, it's kind of one of those rivalries where they get along when they're off the field or off the court. But when it's on the court, they're both out to get after each other and stuff. So, you know, last year we, you know, like you said, we split with them. That second game when we played them here, it was the Crowell show. He was very, very good, you know, going from one side to the other. There was a couple times he ended up running for about 125 yards on a 70-yard run for a touchdown and stuff. So
went from one sideline to the other. I remember that run. And he was very impressive. Last week, quarterback Josh Crowell had 195 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns against Elm Creek a week ago. He is one of several really good athletes that Ravenna is going to bring to Miles Field here tonight.
Oh, definitely. And their line, wow. You know, when you look at the roster here, you know, they got 5 guys that are over 200 pounds. And I don't know if, you know, Bernie can add up the poundage and, you know, maybe get, 12 or 13 guys out there to total up that. But, you know, their line is very, very good. You know, and most of them are back from last year's team, too.
Yeah, very experienced. And, you know, Dave Colling's going to have a real tough time. It's not going to be smash-mouth football out there for any stretch for Kearney Catholic. But the same offense that Coach Madison brought last year is a concern for Ravenna. Their coaching staff kind of talked about that a little bit, that it's just a little bit different when you play Kearney Catholic because there isn't anybody that really runs the offense the way that the Stars do.
No, you know, and we spread the field, and we're going to throw the ball, and if we can get some time, you know, that's going to be the big thing. If we can get some time back there, you know, Jared Rinke can, you know, throw a darn good pass, and, you know, we're going to, you know, put some pressure on their DBs and stuff, you know, with our passing attack. But, you know, that's going to be a big key, is if we can get some time, you know, then it's going to be a different, you know, ball game there. We might have a shootout, and we may not.
And you can't complete very many passes if you're laying on your back. So I think the line play is going to be an absolute key to success tonight for Kearney Catholic. And I think if you give that advantage to Ravenna, well, there's a reason Ravenna is rated number 2 in the state. I think we come into the game thinking Ravenna probably is the odds-on favorite to win here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think so too, you know, because, you know, like you said, the line's where it's at. And right now, definitely a big advantage in my, you know, looking at the two teams here as far as, you know, getting lining up and going at it. You know, definitely I think Ravenna has an advantage on the line.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with the two head coaches, beginning with Mark Hudson, the head coach over at Ravenna. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Sorensen Construction wishes all the area wrestlers the very best at the State High School Wrestling Championships. Let Sorensen Construction build for you. We are a proud sponsor of all the area wrestlers. Pin 'em, guys.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with conditions related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley, Flug, and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR as we get ready for the season opener for the Ravenna Blue Jays. We've already heard from Coach Stan Whistle. Time now to talk to the head coach at Ravenna, Mark Hudson. And Coach, a lot of accolades being put on this football team. That's sometimes a lot to deal with when you haven't played a football game.
Yeah, Doug, you know, most of the time it is. These kids have done a really good job of keeping things focused, and to be honest with you, you know, there was a lot of whispers last year before the season got started about how good these guys were going to be and you know, what was going to happen down the road. And, you know, we know how last season started out 0-2, and that got their attention, and they haven't forgotten that yet. So they've done a really good job of handling some of the press clippings.
Besides maturity, since they're all a year older, can you tell another difference between fall camp this year and maybe what you went through last year?
Urgency, being seniors, you know, and maybe that doesn't answer your question because, you know, that's part of being mature too. But, you know, I think, you know, when you have something and you kind of take it for granted and it gets taken away, you know, and that's anything in life, not just football, I think, you know, that makes it a little more valuable to you. And couldn't wait for this game week to get here. It's been 10 months, and that's the way these kids have approached it, that, you know, we need to get back and we need to take care of business.
Mark Hudson joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready for Elm Creek. You mentioned last year that was a really great football game, exciting football game, unless you were a Ravenna player or fan. Is the edge been taken off, I guess? We talked with Coach Whistle about what's happened over there. Has that edge maybe been taken off? Can you tell that from your kids, considering the tough week that they've went through off the field?
Wow, you know, as far as Elm Creek is concerned, I really don't know. I've talked with Coach a little bit, but, you know, the message we've talked to our kids is, you know, you have to know the difference between empathy and sympathy, and we have to, you know, understand what they're going through. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, they're going to come out, you know, with a lot of emotion. You know, that's the way I think our kids would respond, and they're going to play hard, you know, especially right off the bat. And so we've talked to our kids about the difference between empathy and sympathy, and we've got to go out and understand what they're going through, but we can't let it affect what we're trying to do and our goals and what we need to achieve.
Mark Hudson, the head football coach at Ravenna, is chatting with us here before tonight's game against Elm Creek. It seems like everything is pointing in your direction tonight, Coach. You got so much coming back, and as we said, you know, ranked as high as third in the preseason. Is that a nice feeling to have?
Yes and no. You know, you feel a little bit of pressure, you know, as far as things go, as far as, you know, the expectations being there. But, you know, like I was talking to assistants or, you know, even my wife, you know, that's why you're in it. You know, if you don't want to handle the pressure and you don't want to be in these situations, then you shouldn't be coaching. So, you know, on the positive side of things, you know, it is a nice thing for the kids especially to go through and experience this, because that's what you're doing it for, is for kids to have a special memory and kind of have, you know, kind of the excitement that's going into this year that some players never get to experience, you know. And, you know, that's why we're in the business. And, you know, if we didn't want to handle that situation, then we wouldn't be able to do it. So it's definitely kind of a compliment to the hard work that the kids have put in and the time and effort that we put on the program. So we'll take it.
Well, we always joke with you that you're 99% run and 1% pass. Because these kids are so solid and so experienced, is there anything that you've added, and not necessarily in a passing game, but have you been able to open the playbook or expand some things that they do a little bit more in the off season?
Well, we're not 99% run and 1% pass. We're 99% run and 1% trick plays that you guys call passes. So, Yeah, I guess the way we look at it is, you know, we could have just gotten the weight room and gotten bigger and just done a lot of the same things. But, you know, we know our strength is running the ball. We know our strength is stopping the run. So we've tried to, as coaches, go out and learn as much as we can to put our players in better positions, because obviously the things that we were trying to do in the pass game and maybe the pass defense last year weren't our forte for the kids that we had. So we've adjusted some things. We're not going to open it up and start chucking it all over the place, but we'd definitely like to improve on your weaknesses. And if you're not trying to do that, you know, what are we teaching kids for life? You know, just to keep plodding along, that's not what we do in life. So, yeah, we'd like to see what we can do and throw a few wrinkles in.
You've got so many kids to talk about, and everybody wants to talk about Josh Crowell, which they should, being an All-State quarterback. How much do you want him to hold on to the ball in the running game, and how much are you planning on giving it to your tailbacks?
Well, we've got to get some distribution there. You know, the thing a lot of people don't realize, you know, from, well, geez, you know, he was not going to hold up and all, you know, he carried the ball 15 times a game, which isn't an excruciating amount, but when you have that many yards, people just think that he was your workhorse all year. So we would like to see Josh, you know, throw the ball a little bit more, distribute the ball that way, but we also need to have some of our wing players step up and help us. I really like Ryan Miller. I like his development in the offseason. He's a very mature kid, even though he's just a junior. He's grown up fast through last year as a sophomore, and pressure and carrying the rock and those things, they don't really seem to affect him. So we'd like to see him and Josh be a nice duo back there and really complement each other and give us, you know, a two-headed monster, and then be able to complete, you know, five passes, oh my goodness, a game. That would be great.
Mark Hudson joins us here for another minute in the pregame show. Seeing that you are so senior dominated and you did have to go through some injuries last year, how do you feel your depth is once you get past these senior starters?
Well, you know, probably just like a whole lot of other people in C2. I don't think you can ever sit there and feel comfortable about who you got. We've got probably two kids on the offensive line that we could throw in there, and we've worked pretty good with our sophomores as far as having more time in preseason that, you know, if God forbid something does happen to somebody up front or somebody in the backfield, we've had enough rotation that I think we could get through that game and then really focus on the next week what we need to do. So it would never be the same like it is everywhere, but I think that, you know, this is a group where we've got a good bunch of seniors, but they're backed up with a small group of juniors but are good, hardworking kids. And then there's some pretty decent talent in that sophomore class also.
Well, just as Josh Crowell has mentioned with Ravenna, Derek Foster has mentioned at Elm Creek. Obviously, if you ask what are you concerned with, well, he's got to be the man. What does concern you besides just him with Elm Creek?
Well, he makes everybody better. You know, from watching film, you know, I talk about some of our kids growing up last year, and we've taken a glimpse at what they did at the end of the year, and he's a different player than he was at the beginning of the year last year. So, you know, I'm sure going into his senior year, he's done a lot of work, and he's pretty focused on what he wants to accomplish and help the team accomplish. So, you know, I think we've really got to focus on him first and make the rest of the team beat us.
All right, Coach, we've used up our time. We'll get on the field and see how this 2009 season starts. Best of luck. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, hope it's a good one. Thanks for covering us, Doug.
You bet. Mark Hudson, head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, will come back, take a look at the starting lineups right after this on KKPR.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Grandparents' Day is September 13th. The Genoa Medical Facility encourages everyone to give their grandparents a call, or better yet, a visit in person to let them know how special they are. Make sure your grandparents know that you care. Happy Grandparents' Day to all grandparents out there. Genoa Medical Facility. Sourcecast is reminding you that September 19th is POW/MIA Recognition Day. Remember to show honor to those who are or have been prisoners of war or missing in action. Sourcecast and Holder's 24-hour day service, you can reach the call center at 1-800-563-0012.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. As we are getting ready for the season opener for the Kearney Catholic Stars, they're at home tonight at Miles Field to take on Sandy Creek. And back at the helm of the Stars is Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling, and we're pleased to welcome him to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, it's opening night. You've got to be excited.
I'm very excited. The kids are excited. I think the fans are excited. And they're just ready to hit someone other than themselves, I think.
Well, we've had a chance to, of course, talk to you off the air. You've been through this before. You've been an assistant coach with the program. What are some of the things besides the practices that you're getting accustomed to again?
You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot more so now than there was years ago. But like I said, it's going – I got some great assistant coaches. Sean Harvey came back. Mike Pacheco's been here for 7, 8, 10 years. I got Coach Brungard doing the line, Coach Coop, and got a student teacher, Coach Towdy, that's doing a great job with wings and wides. So I just feel like I'm surrounded with some great coaches.
Dave Collins.
And Coach Mike Smith, I forgot to mention him with the linebackers.
What's different from the head coaching position, Dave, than maybe when you were working as an assistant?
You know, as far as getting, you know, the practice schedule lined up, the little paperwork stuff, the media stuff, it doesn't seem like it would be a ton of stuff, but it's quite a bit of stuff. And instead of just focusing on your position, you're trying to get all the positions to collide it as one cohesive unit. And so there's quite a bit of stuff, actually. And it's, like I said, it's great stuff. I love doing this, so. Not like I hate doing this stuff. So a lot of stuff you got to get to collide and all the coaches on the same page and stuff like that.
Well, your kids have been colliding with each other, so let's talk a little bit about the football team here as you get ready for Sandy Creek. The perception is no matter who was in charge or what was going to be going on, there's just a drop-off of kids that have had a lot of experience. You lose a three-year starting quarterback in Michael Klingensmith, and that's not the only kid that is not back off last year's team. From a coach's standpoint, where do you think you are with experience coming back, and how many new kids are going to be seeing the field tonight?
You know, we're going to have a lot of new kids seeing the field tonight. We lost 12 great seniors last year, so replacing those seniors is going to be tough. We got some young talent coming up, and like I said, we got some seniors here. You know, we got 6 seniors out. We got 7 juniors of the seniors we have out. There's some quality players there, and same with the junior class. But 27 of our kids are freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, and a lot of those kids have never stepped foot on a varsity, field to play. So, you know, we got some youth. We got some talent. And, the first game, we'll know here in about 5 hours.
Coach, as you take a look at the talent that you have, your coaching style, what you have coming back, for Kearney Catholic fans and for the coaches and the fans that have seen you guys play in the past, will there be a lot of difference offensively and defensively, or is it going to look pretty much the same as it had the last 10 years or so?
You know, there's going to be some little twists and turns. Like I said before when I talked to you, Doug, we're not going to abandon everything and go with the wishbone for sure. you'll be able to tell it's Kearney Catholic football.
Dave Colling, the head coach, back in the helm tonight for Kearney Catholic as they get ready to take on Sandy Creek. One of the kids that you do have coming back, and maybe one of the kids that's getting a lot of play, is Matt Bowman on the line. What do you have that's going to go around him?
You know, I can't say enough about Matt Bowman. Defensively, flies to the football, loves to hit. Offensively, he's bringing our young linemen, teaching them as we go, building them up, getting them ready to play. So just an incredible tool to have Matt Bowman on the team.
Chris Kasnowski's been a little sick, been a little banged up. Will he be able to go tonight?
Chris Kasnowski's well again, yes. He came back actually Wednesday, had a little flu-like symptoms Monday, Tuesday, but he's 100% and he's raring to go also. Once again, the great leadership these seniors are supplying is just phenomenal.
Dave, you have had a couple of kids banged up. Where's that going to most affect you going into the first couple of games here this season?
You know, wings and wides were a little short. Like I said, we were short before we had any injuries to boot. Just, you know, normally we have 16 wings and wings and wides for Kearney Catholic football. This year we have 16 linemen, so it's just kind of a reverse of what we've had since I've been here, you know, in the last 3-4 years. The injury situation really, you know, when we talk about depth, we don't have a lot of depth. And so, you know, like our line, for instance, you know, taking Lance out of the mix a little bit, we got some young guys that are going to go in there and we're, you know, going to play probably anyway, but it just creates, you know, the depth. We just don't have that. So that's kind of the, you know, a key injury here, a key injury there, and you know, we're looking for guys to fill in.
Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling joining us for another minute here in the New Tech pregame show. What have you been most pleased with, and where have you come along the most in this fall camp?
You know, I'd probably say the seniors. They really stepped up their leadership roles. I've seen a lot of younger guys step up as well. And like I said, we'll know a lot tonight. Whether those younger kids, you know, we see in practice, we see little baby steps, and I'm, you know, hoping tonight that we see a few more of those baby steps and you know, get them to play closer to their potential.
And obviously you're worried about your team, and it's the first game. It's hard to know a lot about what Sandy Creek has. They've been so young the last couple of years. They still have a lot of freshmen on this year's roster, but they do actually, at least they're going to have some kids with some experience from the last couple of years. What do you know about them?
You know, they're a veteran team, is from what I understand. They got their quarterback back. He's been, I believe, starting for 3 years. Got a running back back. So when you got some big boys up front, I think they average 215 pounds, something like that. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us tonight. They're coming into star territory, ready to play some football. So, like I said, we just really need our young guys to step up and to play, you know, up to their potential. And it should be a pretty good ball game tonight.
Well, everybody's going to be interested, as always, on opening night to see how things go. And, Dave, best of luck on the season opener to you and your staff and the kids. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, Doug, thank you very much.
That's Dave Colling, the head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin for second-ranked Ravenna. Their lineup will look like this. We'll go with their offensive lineup. On the offensive line, number 71, Michael Techmeyer. He's a 215-pound senior. Also starting on the offensive as well as the defensive line will be John Munchow. Munchow, 200 pounds and a senior. Also on the offensive line will be Levi Clark. He's 220 and a senior. Starting both offensively and defensively will be Michael Bond. Bond is 240 and a senior. Also offensive defensive lineman will be Brett Douglas. Douglas weighs 260 and also is a senior. Also starting both ways, offensive and defensive, will be wide receiver defensive back Garrett Wells. Also offensive defensive will be Ethan Zorb. He's 200 pounds and a tight end and linebacker. He's a senior. Ethan Schombeck will start on the offense. He'll play running back as a 175-pound sophomore. Ryan Miller will start both ways as well. He'll play running back as well as defensive back. He's 185 pounds and a junior. Gustavo Rodriguez will play defensive back. He'll play a linebacker. He's a senior, weighs 165 pounds. And Trevor Saborn is wide receiver defensive back. He is 150 pounds and a sophomore. And Josh Crowell, outstanding football player, starts both offensively and defensively. He'll play quarterback as well as defensive back. He is a senior, and that rounds out the starting lineups here for Ravenna. There's one I did leave off. Starting on the defensive line will be Danny McCormick. McCormick is 245 pounds and a senior. And now the starting lineup for the Kearney Catholic Stars will start with Jacob Dakey. He plays defensive lineman. He's 5'10", 165 pounds, and a sophomore. Anthony Donovan, 5'9", 155 pounds, and a sophomore. He's also playing center. And we'll check the rest of the Stars lineup after we take this quick timeout.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
And welcome back here to Miles Hill. Let's continue with our starting lineup for the Kearney Catholic Stars. As we mentioned, Jacob Dakey will play on the defensive line. He is a sophomore, 165 pounds. At center on offense, the Anthony Donovan. He's 5'9", 155 pounds, and a sophomore. Starting on both the offensive and defensive lines will be Hayden McKelvey. McKelvey, 5'11", 155 pounds, and a junior. David Berknick will start at offensive tackle. He is 5'9", 160 pounds, and a sophomore. Matt Bowman will start on both the offensive line as well as middle linebacker. He is 6'2", 230. He is a senior and one of probably the best football player Kearney Catholic will put out on the field tonight. Trevor Sparks, a junior, is 5'10", 180 pounds. He'll play both guard and tackle, offensive guard, defensive tackle. Chris Kasnowski will start middle linebacker and also at running back. He's 5'11", 180 pounds, and a senior. Colton Dorr, 5'9", sophomore, weighing 155 pounds, will play a little running back, also will play some defensive end. Drew Butler, he's 6'3", 165 pounds, and a junior. Butler will play defensive back and also will play end. And Jared Ranke, the quarterback, he'll also play defensive back. He's 6 foot tall, 180 pounds, and a senior. Jacob O'Brien, 145-pound senior, will play defensive back and also will start on offense. And Creighton Pierce, also one of those wideouts. He is 6 foot tall, 155 pounds, and a junior. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank. Is just simply better. And again, Randy Bushcutt along with you, along with Kearney Catholic head boys basketball coach Don Lees, who will do his absolute best to be as neutral as humanly possible here tonight. But this is going to be a tough row to hoe here for Kearney Catholic. Again, you take a look at those lineups. Kearney Catholic has given up 30 and sometimes as much as 60 pounds per player on the offensive defensive line when they hook up. That is not an easy task to do.
No, it's not. You know, and we talked about it earlier, Randy, that, you know, that's where it's going to be played is in the trenches. A little bit wet out here on the surface. So, you know, the line play is going to be big for them. Hopefully, you know, we see some, you know, up and down on the field and get some scoring out of both sides.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of impact that the weather does have. There's a light little sprinkle going on right now. We have fair amount of rain. There's rain standing on the side, kind of where the track should be here at Miles Field. So, I mean, you can tell that a fair amount of moisture has been out there. Sometimes that does favor the offense, even a passing team, because the ball won't be that slick, but the field will be. Yeah. Defensive backs don't know when to make the cut, but the offense does.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, that's what, you know, could happen too, you know, is that situation right there, you know, where your offense knows where they're going so they can make that cut.
And a lot of times you will see a kid, and he doesn't have to fall. All he has to do is lose that momentum, and that's going to help a kid get open. And that sometimes, very often, can help a team that likes to throw the football. But, again, we also talk about a wet football being kind of hard to catch as well.
Yeah, you know, and a wet football is kind of a heavy football, too, sometimes in there and stuff. So sometimes it goes right through their hands. You got to really concentrate.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Dew Drop Inn in Ravenna is serving home-style cooking 24 hours a day. For the best heaping helping of great home-style food, head to the Dew Drop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays in and out of the game.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. Stop by next week at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 861, and see the Holcomb Scrapers. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them, Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Well, a pleasant night to play football if you're so inclined. Don't have to worry too much about hydration and all that sort of thing out there as both teams are pretty much ready to go. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Randy Bushkar with you, well, along with Don Leese. And earlier, Kearney Catholic did win the toss. They chose to receive the football. They'll be heading to the south. So, in other words, they'll defend the north goal line. And right now, Ravenna will be kicking off a little bit into a little bit of a wind. The flag is pretty much pointing due south, but it's just a nice little flutter out there. I don't think the wind is going to be much of a factor.
No, I don't think so either. You know, at times the flag's just standing kind of still, and it just kind of picks up a little bit. But, you know, you do have a little bit of a wind, but not much. So, you know, this should be a good football game, and we're just getting ready to kick off.
And it's a big game for both teams. Ravenna, if they get past this one, might have made it past their two biggest obstacles in the regular season. They may very well be able to run the table if they can come up with a win tonight against Kearney Catholic. We're just about ready to go. Kicking off the football is going to be Techmeyer. Techmeyer gets the ball about to the 2-yard line where the kickoff is received by Jacob O'Brien. O'Brien on that far side has a little bit of a seam, and there's still some Ravenna players out there, and he's pulled down from behind at about the 35-yard line. Nice job of staying with the play and fighting off the block was Ethan Shambach. And Shambach, I don't want to say saved the touchdown because there's a couple of guys that had an angle, but certainly saved about 15, 20 more yards.
Yeah, definitely. Jacob O'Brien did a good job of getting to the wall there. And it looked like at one time, about the 10 or 15, they had him. And then he kind of squirted loose and got up to about the 36.
So this drive will begin at the 36-yard line. First and 10 for the Stars. Shotgun formation for Renke. He'll put it back in motion and will hand the ball off to him. And trying to get the corner and getting the corner is Colton Doerr. There is a couple of flags thrown. Doerr has a nice gain of about 8 yards, but I think that's coming back. Whatever was seen by a lot of people because there is a hole being signaled against the Stars.
Yeah, it looked like the split in on this side, you know, couldn't quite get his guy and looked like he kind of reached out a little bit and got a little bit of the jersey.
So old offensive guards, we used to be able to get away with that. When you're on the perimeter, when you're on the outside like that, there's no way you're going to get away with it. So that'll be a spot foul. They'll back it up 10 yards from, and there's about a 3-yard difference between the two flags, and they'll figure out where the spot actually occurred from, and it will be, the ball will be spotted just on the other side of the 30-yard line. So it'll be first and 16 from about just outside the 30-yard line.
And you hit it right, Randy. You know, on the outside, you know, that's why about two or three flags flew there, because you can kind of see that pretty easily.
Yeah, you're just not going to get away with that at all, because they're going to find you. So they'll put a actually four receivers to the left are going to go with that little box formation, shotgun here for Reinke, and a little bit of motion. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Creighton Pierce as he looked in. I think he thought the ball was supposed to be snapped already, and he moved a little bit.
Yeah, he looked in like it was supposed to be snapped and then just kind of stood there like, uh-oh, I did something wrong here.
Yeah, so that will now turn it to first and 21. 11 yards and penalties, and he actually would make it more than that because it took away a pretty good run the first play from scrimmage. So instead of it being second and about two, we're now faced with first and 21 from the 29 here for Kearney Catholic. Again, the shotgun. They're going to spread out the box a little bit to the left here. Reinke's going to roll out that way, going to run the option. He's going to keep it himself, and we'll tuck it to the outside. He's going to get most of that most recent penalty back. I think he's going to get a gain of about 5 yards on the play, and that'll make it second and very long here for the Stars.
Yep, and that was a good job. You know, he could have, you know, pitched that ball, looked like a little bit too, but, you know, he did a good job of just tucking it in between the two guys and taking off with it. Picked up about 5 yards there on that play.
And again, you don't expect on first down to get all 21 of them back. You just need to have some positive plays here about three times in a row, but they still have some work to do here on second and 16 from the 30-yard line. Again, the shotgun will be here for Reinke. He has trips to his left. He has one receiver to his right, rolls this way, and looks for his receiver, and the pass is caught by Creighton Pierce. Pierce is across the 40-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. Pretty good coverage there by Garrett Wells. But you unfurl things, and Kearney Catholic has reasonable down and distance here. It's going to end up being third and about seven.
Yep, and you know, and that was a good job of Jared Reinke rolling out there. Find himself a little bit of time. Like you said, it was pretty good coverage. The guy was right there. Jared threw a pretty good strike right to Creighton Pierce, and he caught it, you know, and gained about 10 yards on that play.
So, again, here we come with, again, that shotgun formation. Trips to the near side, which is the right side. One to the left. Reinke now looking to his left. Has time to throw. Steps up. Throws the ball deep, but there's nobody there and almost intercepted. A diving attempt back there by Saborn, and I think Kearney Catholic has been happy Saborn to caught it with a diving catch like that, because that would have been a pretty good punt as deep as that ball was thrown. I think Reinke was just chucking it away.
Yeah, I do too. I think he got a little bit of pressure on him, and Drew Butler kind of ran a little bit of an in route, and Jared thought he was going deeper, and like you said, if he would have made that interception, it would have been a pretty good, because it would have been down about the 30 or 25-yard line.
And again, Reinke, who's both the quarterback and the punter here in this formation. It's fourth and six. They put a man in motion. He's going to drop back, and I think he's going to do the rugby punt. Yes, he is. And it's going to hit on the turf at about the 30 and start bouncing around. It's rolling. They're going to have to catch up with it to down it, and they're going to down it inside the five. They're going to spot it down about the 2-yard line. That play could not have gone any better outside of a turnover here for Kearney Catholic. Ravenna will have the ball first and 10 at about the 3-yard line.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic did that a couple times last year with Michael Klingensmith rolling out like that and doing that little rugby punt, you know, getting that ball end over end, because it hit about the 25 and it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
And not much of a chance of that being blocked. You still have to respect your quarterback and doing something silly, so you can't really collapse on him very much. And that is a tremendous punt with the ball being spotted first and 10 from the 3-yard line. So we'll see what Ravenna does here on their first offensive possession. And Crowell will call it out, hand the ball right up the middle. Nice little seam, and bouncing through there is the fullback. And a nice little run right up the middle. Nothing fancy with that handoff in for Ryan Miller.
Yep, it's just a little dive play, it looked like, and right up the middle there. It looks like Kearney Catholic's kind of keying on Crowell a lot, and they came right up with Miller right up the middle.
And he ends up getting right at 9 yards on the play. And again, it's just smash-mouth football, and you gain 9 yards. That is a major victory. Crowell will be in the shotgun formation here, and I think one of the offensive linemen, the center, was going to ask to dry out the football a little bit. If you're going to a long snap it, you want to have your ball. I think they're still out there playing with the Kearney Catholic ball. So a little bit different grip. They're made by the same company and all that other stuff, but the balls are a little bit differently. And so the center, Michael Bond, says, I don't want to long snap this thing out of the shotgun without having my football. So here we go, second and one from the 14-yard line here. Crowell will put a man in motion who will now run behind him. They're going to fake the option. Crowell will keep it. No, actually, he did a great job with the ball fake. He did hand it off to the man in motion, and that's Schomburg. And Schomburg is actually going to lose a little bit of yardage.
Yeah, and it really did look like Crow kept the ball that time. And so he did a great job of, you know, spinning, because he spins away from us and kind of hands off of that back coming around. And it really did look like Crow had the ball that time, but he didn't. He handed it off, and Kearney Catholic did a good job of covering that one.
Well, it's going to be third, and we'll call it three here. Loss of about 2.5 yards on the play. I formation this time. And Crowell is going to keep it, try to get the outside, bounces off one guy. The ball is loose now, and Kearney Catholic says they have it. Crowell had the football for a while, and I believe the Stars do have it. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Crowell went around the right end, and he got hit and kind of coughed up the ball, and it went rolling ahead a little ways, and Kearney Catholic, you know, got on the football. Looked like number 57 got, you know, on the football. Chris Ritter did a good job of getting back on that football.
And Ritter doing a nice job pouncing on it. I think the hit may have been from Bowman, who came up and filled the hole. And so Kearney Catholic gets a little bit of a break here after a gain of only one, but then the fumble. And now Kearney Catholic is in great position here. They've got the ball at the 15-yard line. So first and 10 from the Stars, trips to the left, Ranky in shotgun formation. Pierce is wide to the right. He will roll to his right, picks up a block, will throw the ball in the end zone, and it is incomplete. Diving is Creighton Pierce, and he couldn't quite get there. A safe throw. The only one that had a shot at it was number two for the Stars.
Yeah, it was, and they did a good job. They ran a little out and up there, you know, which Creighton caught the one pass earlier on about a 10-yard out, and that's what they did. They ran a little 10-yard out, and then Jared pump faked and went deep, and like you said, that was about the only spot there that, you know, nobody was going to either get to it, or it was either going to be Creighton or nobody else is going to get to it.
And we talked in the pregame a little bit about protection for Jared Ranky, and so far the Stars have done a pretty good job, I think, with their schemes of giving him some protection, but Ravenna hasn't blitzed either. Ranky will run the option to the left, cut back in, dances in, is going to have a nice little gain, pushes the pile forward, and he still isn't down as they move up there, and I think when we unstack it, we're going to have a gain of about 7 or 8, and that's double what I thought he was going to get.
Yeah, it looked like about after a gain of about 3 or 4, he was stacked up there, and then all of a sudden the pile just kept moving, and, you know, he ended up gaining about 7 or 8 yards there on that play.
We're going to call that a gain of 7 on the play, so he's carried the ball twice for 12 yards as Jared Ranky, and it is 3rd and 3 from the 7. They're going to run that box formation, 4 wide outs to the right, 1 back in the backfield behind Ranky, who's in the shotgun. They're going to run a little option out here. The pitch to Kasnowski. Kasnowski gets the corner and a touchdown.
And that was a good play, but, you know, a good block by the ends on this side, you know, getting their blocks at that point. A good job of Jared Ranky, you know, going right at the defensive end and then just pitching the ball to Chris Kasnowski, and Kasnowski goes over the right side untouched.
And that is a well-executed play. You have to spread out the field that way, and you just kind of run that general direction. And Ravenna just ran out of players. So 6-0 Stars here. The snap is down. Rinke's kick is up, and it is good. So with 7:54 to go in the first quarter, the turnover by Ravenna turns into points for the Stars, who now lead it 7-0. We'll be back right after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Sorensen Construction wishes all the area wrestlers the very best at the State High School Wrestling Championships. Let Sorensen Construction build for you. We are a proud sponsor of all the area wrestlers. Pin 'em, guys.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Jared Ranky will now tee it up here for Kearney Catholic, who marched 3 plays. They go 15 yards for the touchdown, and the turnover by Crowell might be one of certainly at this early stage, the most important play of the football game. A high arcing kick, and it is dropped on that far side. No blockers. Right up the middle, goes Saborn. Saborn's only got one man to beat with no blocking, and he gets it out to the 47-yard line. He really didn't have much of a choice but to do what he did, yeah. But Kearney Catholic saw where the wall was. They started sending people over there, so Saborn just went right up the field and almost busted the most unorthodox return for a touchdown you'd ever seen in your life.
Yeah, because he bobbled it and fumbled it, actually, picked it up, and, you know, the Kearney Catholic guys were, you know, right there. I think Jacob O'Brien had a chance at him, and he kind of squirted loose, and then he went right down the sideline.
And I think a lot of the Stars players, first of all, some of them couldn't get there because it was toward the sideline, but the other ones kind of headed to the blockers instead of heading to the running back. So they're going to run the little inside handoff right up the middle. Nice little gain for Ryan Miller as Miller squirts his way through there, and a good offensive line surge is going to turn into about an 8-yard gain here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, good line push that time. You know, they had a pretty darn good hole when Matt Bowman's making the tackle 7-8 yards deep. I'd say that Ravenna would like that every play.
Miller's carried the ball twice at 17 yards, so I'm not so sure I wouldn't give him a steady diet. They will go in the I formation. Bad snap, and they have to fall on the football. Nice play there by Miller just to fall on the ball that squirted through the hands and legs of Josh Crowell, and I'm not so sure that the ball wasn't snapped before Crowell was ready for it.
Yeah, it kind of looked like he kind of looked to the side there, and the ball all of a sudden was snapped and just kind of squirted through, so I don't think he was ready for it at all.
Kind of a nightmarish start to the football game here for Ravenna. The Blue Jays right now not playing like the second-ranked team in the state, but you can still see some potential out there as Crowell is actually going to be credited with the loss on the play, so that'll be a loss of about 3 as he was the one that actually fell on the football. Now he's in a shotgun. Bad snap. It's on the ground. They have to fall on it again, and the Kearney Catholic defense will hold as a result of 2 bad snaps. Nice play by Ryan Miller. Heads up, because the snap wasn't anywhere near the quarterback, and Miller just fell on it.
Yeah, but I mean, the snap was clear to the left side of the quarterback, and, you know, good thing Ryan Miller had heads up and fell on the ball that time.
Because it was snapped between his feet and Crowell's feet, and that ain't any good for anybody that's wearing a white jersey out there.
No, it isn't.
So Crowell will be the punter here. And they're going to go with 3 guys in the backfield to offer protection. Kearney Catholic has a couple of guys back deep. And now a perfect snap, a high arcing kick. Creighton Pierce is going to step away from it. They're going to let the ball bounce around on the turf, and it's going to be down at about the 25-yard line. Nice little punt by Crowell. And, again, we've been talking about problems with the snap. Makes you really nervous. Now, two bad snaps. Now you got to go in the deep snap formation for your kicker. But no problems there for Ravenna, who will now drop back on defense. Kearney Catholic will get the ball back, 1st and 10. Ball spotted just outside the 25-yard line. We'll call it the 26.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you were wondering, hey, you know, is he going to be able to get that snap? But that was a perfect snap that time right there.
Shotgun formation again. They'll go with those 4 guys to the right, kind of that box formation here for Kearney Catholic. 1 back in the backfield for Ranky, who's in the shotgun, and he'll hand it. No, he'll keep it himself. Follow his fullback through the middle. Break 1 tackle. Goes right out the middle, and he's going to go the distance. This will go for 74 yards and a touchdown. Nothing fancy about it, but the results couldn't be any better for the guys wearing the gold helmet.
No, I mean, that was a great, you know, looked like they had some guys out there, and Jared just made one good move. And went right up the gut there, you know, went to the left side, went kind of cut it back up the gut, had a couple guys miss him, and off he went.
And 2 guys up the middle took out Kasnowski on that fake handoff. That cleared them off, and then he breaks 1 more. There just isn't a lot of guys left up the middle at that point. Ranky now, a winded Jared Ranky, will try the extra point. They're going to have to run the fire drill. Rolling out after the bad snap is Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald throws it in the end zone, and it's in for the 2-point conversion. The catch by Creighton Pierce. Pierce was on his back, and then the ball came loose, and Ravenna is going to complain a little bit, but the 2 points are on the board.
Yep, a little bit of a bad snap, and you know, Fitzgerald picked it up and kind of rolled to his right, and then Creighton Pierce just kind of squeezed out there, and he hit him right on the number.
And again, you kind of, you know, things going your way when.
Yeah.
And that's a good example of that, for 1, and for 2, the offensive line for Kearney Catholic did such a good job, yeah, of protection that Fitzgerald, who was trying to get the hold, had time to get the hold, realized it probably wasn't going to work, and then made the decision to get out of there. Usually, you're attacked at that point, and it isn't going to work
yep,
for you.
And you're right. The line did do a good job that time of kind of holding out. And, you know, like you said, because Fitzgerald kind of tried to put it on the tee, but, you know, couldn't get it there. And then he rolled off to the right and did a very good job of finding Creighton Pierce. And Creighton Pierce did a good job after sustaining his block and then rolling out there to get open on that one, too. And then, like you said, he caught it. And then when he got hit and then the ground, he hit the ground and then the ball popped up. So, you know, I think the officials made the right call there on that two-point conversion.
But again, he did land on his back, and again, all you have to do is make the catch. And the rule is a little bit different in the NFL. In the NFL, the rule is the ground can't cause a fumble, but it can cause an interception, incompletion. I think he had control when he landed on his back, and I think there's just the difference in the rules there
yep.
that allowed Kearney Catholic to get the conversion. In any event, they're up 15-0, a high arcing kick, and they're going to hand the ball off. And after the recovery, Saborn has it. Saborn trying to get to the outside. And the tackle by Kasnowski, as well as a young man by the name of Matt Bowman. First time we've called his name on a tackle, but most assuredly it won't be the last.
Yeah, you know, Bowman's a good football player. I was about ready to say basketball player.
But that's true, too.
Yeah, but he does a good job, you know, controlling a lot of things out there. As you can see, he's calling the plays as they're signaled in also for the defense.
Well, it's time for Ravenna to just kind of be cool, calm, and collected. They've done a nice job of running the ball when they've had the opportunity. Some bad snaps and a fumble has put them in a little bit of trouble here. So they're down by 15, but it's still very early in the football game. Crowell will put a man in motion. That's going to be Rodriguez. They fake the handoff to Rodriguez, and they got a man wide open, and they overthrow him. There's nobody within 25 yards, but Crowell could not make the connection with Saborn. And that's a blown coverage big time by Kearney Catholic and a huge missed opportunity because that should have been an 81-yard score here for Ravenna.
Yeah, very easily could have been that time, you know, as Crowell made that fake and then rolled out to the right and everybody sucked up. And number three, Saborn just went down the field and he was wide open and Crowell just overthrew him.
And he could have underthrown him by 15 yards. He would have had time to go back and get the ball because there wasn't anybody in a green jersey over there.
Yep.
You run the little inside handoff. Running right up the middle is going to be Miller. And Miller gets a nice little gain on the play of right at 5 yards on the play.
And a nice little push again by the offensive line of Ravenna. You know, and then Miller is doing a good job of picking the holes and hitting those holes hard and picking up another 5 yards for Miller.
And again, Miller, just nothing fancy, just right up the middle. But why would you need to be fancy when you run off runs of 9, 8, and now 5 yards?
Yep, definitely, and that's a push by that line.
Shotgun formation here on 3rd and 5. They run the belly option. Crowell will dive into the line. He's going to be short. They run that split back formation with the quarterback in the shotgun with running backs on either side of him. They run that little belly option, but Kearney Catholic was ready for it, and Crowell gained inches,
yep.
And he needed about 5 yards.
Yep, so now it's fourth down and about 4 yards to go, 3-4 yards to go, and that snap that time was just a little bit high, and Crowell had to reach up and get that one too.
Makes you a little nervous. Yep. Crowell will be in punt formation. The two guys back for Kearney Catholic are Pierce and Renke. They're standing at their own 40-yard line. Long count, good snap, puts his foot into it and slips, but still a pretty good connection. Pierce drops the ball at the 45-yard line, picks it up on the bounce, tries to cut back to the inside. He's going to be met right at midfield and will lunge across the 50-yard line, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Kearney Catholic from the 49. So good position here for Kearney Catholic, and that punt is clear evidence that that field is a little slick out there.
Yeah, definitely. The punter, Crowell, that time, he slipped and fell. And then Creighton Pierce on the other end of it, the ball went through his hands and bounced. You know, Kearney Catholic got a good bounce on that one. It bounced right back up to him, though.
And Jared Renke has yet to be under center in this game. He is still in the shotgun this time. Two wideouts to his right, one to his left as they put a man in motion. Bad snap, and we've got a flag on the play. And I think we might have a snap infraction. Something was really strange right up the middle here. And I'm sure that'll be a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic. Yes, it is.
Yep. Looks like the center just kind of hitched just a little bit on that one and then tried to snap it and The ball didn't get back there to Jared either.
Quarterbacks can pump fake. Centers cannot.
Yeah, exactly right.
So it'll be first and 15. The ball will be now back in the Ravenna side of the field. It'll be first and 15 from the 46-yard line. Axtell leading Overton 7-6 on our sister station. Hour 99, a little cut back up the middle, and then going back to the outside as the man comes through in motion. That's Jacob O'Brien, and O'Brien with a little run, and he's going to get back pretty close to the original line of scrimmage.
And, you know, that time the snap was just a little bit low to Jared, too, as, you know, we've kind of mentioned it on Ravenna getting some bad snaps and stuff, too. Now we're starting to see Kearney Catholic have a couple of bad snaps here on these last two plays. Well, actually the last one play, but the other one was a snap infraction.
And we see the effect, I think, of that wet football out there as well. Some other scores for you. Kearney Catholic leading here against Ravenna, 15-0. Lexington leads Alliance, 13-6. All those games midway through the first quarter. Shotgun formation here for Ranky. Ranky will run the option, cut back in. There's a flag. He's bounced forward, goes right back up the middle, breaks another tackle, and is down at the 30-yard line. But there is a flag, and that is right where you would expect a holding call, and that's exactly what it is. A hold is going to bring back a nice little run, a gain of 20 yards negated by a 10-yard penalty.
Yep, and, you know, once again, it looked like on the outside again. And like you said once before, you know, in the trenches, you kind of get away with that a little bit. But on the outside, you got too many people watching that right there.
I never did. I only held twice in my life ever. Got caught both times.
So you stopped doing it, right?
That's why I stopped doing it. I mean, come on. After, you know, you're 0-2, you learn your lesson.
Yeah, that's right.
So Kearney Catholic will have it first and 10 from the 40. They've got 20 yards to get here. And they will put only one back in the backfield. That will be Jared Ranky, the quarterback. Trips to his right, two to his left. Ranky calls out the snap, will roll to his right. A little bit of pressure coming. Steps up, throws the ball deep, and it is incomplete.
Yep.
Well covered over there. The pass intended for Pierce, well covered, however, by Wells, Garrett Wells.
Yeah, and then Wells is right there stride for stride with him. It looked like Jared thought Creighton was going to go a little bit longer on that, and he kind of cut the route off a little bit shorter. We got a little flag on the play, it looks like.
And I didn't see as soon as he released the ball. I think they're talking to the Ravenna players, so this may very well be a hold. They're backing him up. So it's going to be an ineligible receiver downfield. And so we'll repeat the down. Kind of surprised they do that. It would make it for 3rd and 20 instead of 2nd and 25.
Yeah, you're right there. They just moved them back 5 yards, and like you said, it'd be 3rd and 20, and now it's 2nd and 25 out of this. So we'll see what happens.
They'll do the box formation to the right, which is the wide side of the field, and Kearney Catholic's heading the wrong direction right now thanks to some pretty good defensive pressure up front. Ranky will roll to his right, only a three-man rush, but they get there, and it's intercepted. Nope, it's dropped in his hands and couldn't make the catch. Was Ryan Miller. Miller had his hands on it, and again, I think just kind of a slick football. It falls to the turf harmlessly, and Kearney Catholic dodges a bullet here, and Ravenna right now is not getting the breaks. They're not making the breaks that you kind of expect them to make.
Yep, and you know, that one, like you said, it looked like right there that they had a great opportunity for an interception, and it went right through their hands. Like you said, that's just a break that they're not getting or not capitalizing on, because you know it was right to number 20 that time of Ravenna.
I'll tell you what, Kearney Catholic is not outplaying Ravenna to the point where they should be up by 2 touchdowns. But Ravenna is really showing a lot of good things out there. They're just not getting any breaks here in the early going. Trips to the right for Ranky on 3rd and a lot. Bad snap. Ranky's just going to run right up the middle. Breaks a tackle, gets back to the inside. There's a lot of white jerseys there, and he's going to be brought down at about the 42-yard line. So he's going to gain about 8 yards on a scramble, and he's just trying to make a little chicken salad there on that play because that one didn't have much of a chance of success at all after the bad snap.
No, it didn't. You know, it had a little bit of a bad snap, kind of rolled back to Jared a little bit, and you know, he made what he could out of that play right there.
He got 66 fewer yards than the last time he ran the football, if that's any indication. It's 4th and 22. They put the man in motion, and again, here comes that rugby punt, and he gets a low kick, and it's bouncing, rolling around, and Ravenna after the down here, I'll tell you what they did. They did a pretty smart thing. They blitzed the guy to the outside, and that put a lot of pressure on Rinke. He had to get rid of it very quickly. It didn't take long for Ravenna to come up with a good adjustment to that rugby play that Kearney Catholic likes to run.
Yeah, they did. They blitzed that outside guy as Jared was rolling, and Jared had to get rid of that real quick. I think it hit about 5 yards after the line of scrimmage there and just rolled.
Which means he barely got the ball. I mean, that could have been a whole lot worse than what it is. It'll be first and 10 for Ravenna at the 24-yard line, and it doesn't take very long for Mark Hudson to make a nice adjustment. Put a man in motion. Their quarterback's in the shotgun. Crowell calling it out. Will fake the handoff. Now run right up the middle. Has a little bit of a seam. Steps to the middle, and Jared Rinke gets his shoe top. Otherwise, the lead would be cut in half. He'll be down right at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, if Jared doesn't make that tackle, Crowell's going, you know, 70 yards the other way right there. That was just a nice little fake handoff, and he rolled the other way and right up the middle and, you know, picked up a good chunk of yards there.
And he got that good chunk of yards in no time flat. Yeah. I mean, he showed off that speed that he's well known for. Crowell will step under center, wideouts to the right and to the left. I formation here for the Blue Jays. They'll hand it off to the tailback. Cutting to the outside is going to be Miller. Miller is able to kind of run through one tackle, and I think the ball came loose, but they're going to call him down first, I believe.
And, you know, another good little bit of a line surge right there, and, you know, Miller picking up about 2-3 yards again. You know, it looked like Kearney Catholic had him stopped back there at the line of scrimmage, and he ended up picking about 3 yards up.
And that ball did come out, but it did come out very, very late. He was down, momentum was stopped, might even had his knee down at that point, so no fumble is the right call. They're going to go with running backs either side of Crowell, who is in the shotgun formation. Wide out right, wide out left here for Ravenna. Crowell will take it, give it into the running back end underneath, and no room to run there at all for Ryan Miller. He's wrapped up by Colton Dorr. Also in on the play for Kearney Catholic was, I believe, Logan Burke, who had nice little penetration there.
Yes, he did. You know, he did a good job of getting upfield that time and kind of disrupting a little bit. That was one time that Ravenna didn't have the line push like they've been having, and, you know, a couple of linebackers blitzed and got in on that time.
It might even be a short loss on the play. We'll call it no gain. It will be third and about seven and a half here, and that'll do it. That is the end of the first quarter. And you can tell from the crowd here at Miles Field, they are very, very happy to have a 15-0 lead over second-ranked Ravenna. The Stars lead it by 15 over Ravenna. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this timeout.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Well, if you like football, you've come to the right place. ESPN 1460. Tomorrow, a college football doubleheader starting with Notre Dame and Michigan at 2. The night game will be Purdue at Oregon at 8:45. And then in the NFL, a triple header on Sunday. We'll give you more of that here in a little bit. Shotgun formation, man in motion. Crowell's going to take it, spins out of there, breaks one tackle, and then Frankie will drop him like a bad habit after a gain of about 3. Nice shot by Crowell getting in there. Spinning away from one blocker, one tackle rather, and then Rinke, he put his helmet right in the chest.
Yes, he did.
Of Josh Crowell.
And Jared Rinke did a good job of coming up on that one and kind of filling that gap as Crowell did make that one person miss, and then Jared was right there to make the tackle.
And now Rinke will be back to receive a punt with Creighton Pierce, and now in punt formation is going to be Crowell, and we have a timeout. Kearney Catholic looked a little disorganized out there, and I think they're the ones that called the timeout. They're going to call a timeout. We'll take it with them. They have to call timeout on 4th and 4. Ravenna, we expect a punt when we come back right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
The Dew Drop Inn in Ravenna is serving home-style cooking 24 hours a day. For the best heaping helping of great home-style food, head to the Dew Drop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays in and out of the game.
Ravenna with the punt. Creighton Pierce on the return. He gets down to about the 25-yard line, and he is hit smack in the back after being held up by John Munchau. And Munchau, good sportsmanship, probably didn't really mean to hit him right in the back like that on the tackle. Even though it was a legal play, Munchau very quick to hand him, help him back up. And you, Coach, you talked about that a little bit earlier. These two teams, really competitors out on the field, but they like each other off the field.
Yeah, they do. And you know, that was a good sign right there of, you know, he made a nice hit and he just helped the guy right back up. You know, good sportsmanship right there.
Yeah, it wasn't a dirty play, but he still kind of felt bad that things worked out the way it did. Shotgun formation here on 1st and 10. Handoff right up the middle to Kasnowski, and Kasnowski is going to get it out to about the 29-yard line, and then a flag thrown very late at the end of the play. And a lot of times that's the spot where you'll see a hold, but usually you see the flag come out of the pocket a little bit sooner than that, so it could be something on the tackle. Let's see what it is here. It is going to be a face mask on the tackle.
So one of the Ravenna guys just got in there just a little bit and got a little bit of the face mask on, Chris, when he was going through the hole. And that was a pretty good hole for Kearney Catholic, you know, going up the middle on that, because he picked up about 5 yards, 4 or 5 yards, and then now with the face mask, it would be about 2 yards left to go.
So with the penalty, it still would be first down, kind of a weird marking here. It's a kind of the incidental variety. It will be first and one. Kasnowski gets a quick little handoff, and I don't think he got a full yard on that, so it's going to be second down here. And again, with the penalty, probably the biggest thing for Ravenna really isn't that extra, because it's a spot foul.
Yeah.
It ended up being kind of a weird marking there, but in any event, it ends up being first down again, and now it'll be second down and about a foot.
And a good job by Munchau by getting in there and making a good stick. He came up, read the play very good, and just came up there and made a good tackle on that. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of a measurement here.
Yeah, it's going to be awfully close. Close enough for a measurement. And we were talking about Sunday in the NFL here on ESPN 1460. The Eagles will travel to Carolina and take on the Panthers. Pregame will begin at 11:30. They'll kick it at noon. That'll be followed by San Francisco at Arizona, and then the Bears taking on the Green Bay Packers. Pregame will start around 6:30. They'll kick that off a little bit after 7. And then two Monday night football games to open off the season on Monday night. The Bills at the Patriots, followed by the Chargers and the Raiders. So 6 NFL games, if you count the one that was on last night, right here on ESPN 1460 to start off the NFL season. It is going to be just inches short, so it should be third. It says second up there. It should be third down. They don't have that marker up there. It should be third down and inches here for Kearney Catholic. Ranky in the shotgun. No, it'd be second down. And Ranky, great fake on the handoff, going to go to the outside, gets the first down, picks up a block. And then Saborn on the far side will pull him down after he crosses the 46-yard line. It would have been second down. I forgot about the penalty. And that's a nice little gain from the 34 out to the 46. That'll be 12 more yards for Jared Ranky.
Yeah, good job by Jared that time of faking the ball right into Chris's belly, and then he pulled it out and went on to the right side and around. and it looked like he was going to pass, and that's why, you know, the Ravenna DBs had to kind of stay on the receivers, and then Jared tucked it up and took off running.
It was such a good ball fake, and it faked out the play-by-play guy. It'll be first and 10 from the 47, Kearney Catholic, short of midfield. They will go out of the shotgun formation, put a man in motion, and they'll hand the ball off to him. Here's Colton Doerr coming this side, trying to turn the corner. He gets across the 50, and is going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. He's hit a little bit after that, but very gently by Brent Douglas, who did a good job of holding up and realizing that Doerr was out of bounds.
Yeah, he did a good, really good job of that, because, you know, when you got about a 260-pound person coming at you, it's kind of hard sometimes to hold up like that.
It's hard to put on the brakes. So that's going to be a gain of about, we'll call it 6 yards on the play. So Doerr with a nice little run of six. And it will make it second and four here for Kearney Catholic, who has a 15-point lead. Man in motion, that's going to be O'Brien. And they'll hand it off to O'Brien. And O'Brien hit behind the line of scrimmage, spins out of it, and is able to get close to the original line of scrimmage on this play, but it might be coming back because it looks like a hold against Kearney Catholic, and I think that one's an easy one if you're Ravenna. You take that one. No, it's going to be a face mask on the tackle.
Yep.
So, again, a little bit of a break here for Kearney Catholic. Again, I didn't see any infraction, so don't take what I said on the air, you know, as evidence that Kearney Catholic got a bigger break than they did, but that's usually where you see the hold, and it turns out that the reason that the tackle – the running back spun around, and it's because there was a they held his face mask.
Yep. And, you know, it just looked like when he came around that end right there, you know, there was a blocker out there, and there was a defensive guy out there, too, and he reached out and got the face mask that time.
Yeah, he spun around, but it would appear that as that occurred, they did let go because they didn't give him the 15-yard penalty. They gave him the 5-yard penalty, and so it's going to be awfully close to a first down. The guy running the sticks on the far side thinks it's enough for a first down because he actually has it ahead of the of where the chains were. And we'll see if he was right or not. He was off by about an inch. Nope, it's first down. I thought the official was going to turn around and do that inch thing, but instead he kind of spun all the way around and pointed forward. So it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic.
And that's what he did look like, too. He looked like he's going to... They know it's going to be about an inch short, and then he first down.
They don't need to do things like that to make me look silly. I can do that on my own. I don't need the help. First and 10 here from about the 43-yard line. Shotgun formation for Ranky. He takes the snap, rolls to his right, throws it, and it is caught by Pierce, who has more than enough for the first down.
And a good job by Jared, just kind of rolling out a little bit, buying a little bit of time there. He had time to throw the football. Creighton Pierce ran a little bit of about a 10 or 12-yard out. And Jared hit him right on the money, and good enough for a Kearney Catholic first down.
Well, Ranky is 2 of 5 in the air. Both passes have been caught by Creighton Pierce, and it's going to be first and 10 here for the Stars from the 30-yard line.
And, you know, Kearney Catholic's done a good job of, you know, holding out the Ravenna defensive line here, too.
Ranky has had time to throw, and I think that might be a little bit of a surprise to a lot of folks. Ranky will be in the shotgun. He's got two wide to his right. Check that. He's got three wide to his right, which is the short side of the field. Snap was low, but Ranky picks it up. Good pressure coming. Throws it deep, and it's a jump ball, and it is incomplete. And Kearney Catholic's kind of lucky there. They had a couple of receivers in the area, but the ball was broken. The pass was broken up by Garrett Wells.
Yes, and, you know, that time Ravenna put a little bit of a pressure on Jared. They had about three guys that got in there. And like you said, it was a little bit of a low snap, so it took a little bit more time for that play to get off there, and then Ravenna was right there to, you know, put a little pressure on Jared.
And I'll be interested to see if the defensive line for Ravenna starts doing a little bit more stunning, you know, splitting the gap a little bit, maybe bringing in a linebacker, dropping another guy back in coverage, just a little something to try to get a little bit more pressure on Ranky here, who, again, has not gone under center the entire game. Again, he's in the shotgun. They're going to go with those four wide outs to the left, that box formation, one back in the backfield. He'll roll to his left, has the option, will pitch it to Kasnowski, and Kasnowski is not going to make it back to the line of scrimmage.
Very good by Josh Crowell, I believe, coming up there and you know, tackling Chris Kasnowski that time. Crowell came up very quickly, which, you know, he can do, come up very quickly as with
that's
his
the only speed he's got. Yeah, Ethan Zorb also in on the play and helping string it out with John Munchow as well. Loss of one on the play here for Kasnowski, and that's going to make it third and 11 here for Kearney Catholic. So good defensive stop here for Ravenna, but they probably have to do it two more downs here, I would assume, with it being 3rd and 11 at the 31, that this would be four down territory for Kearney Catholic. Shotgun formation again, two wideouts right, one to the left, low reverse. O'Brien's got it, only has one man to beat, has a stiff arm, gets past him, cuts back to the inside, and the tackle by Crowell will keep them short of the first down. Nice play by O'Brien. It looked like he was going to be able to go the distance, and I didn't pick up the jersey number of the Ravenna player that really slowed down the play and allowed Crowell the opportunity to come back and make the tackle. I thought it might have been number five, but I don't think I see a five out there right now. I don't think Barrett's on the field yet.
And it could have been number three, I think, out there. Cyborn,
yeah.
Out there. And,
that would make a lot more sense.
He did a good job of kind of stringing it out because, like you said, it looked like Jacob O'Brien had a lot of field to go. And Crowell did a good job coming up and making the tackle.
And what the result of the play is, it's going to be 4th and 4, the ball about the 23-yard line. So this is doable. Ranky is going to roll out to his left. He's got a man open in the end zone. He's going to tuck it, try to get back to the inside, breaks the tackle, back to the 10, spins inside. He's got more than enough for 1st and goal for the Stars.
I think you were right, Randy. It looked like he kind of had a guy open, and then looked like the guy kind of got covered back for Ravenna, and Jared just tucked it up and made one guy miss and looked like it was going to get him from, getting the first down. But, Jared made a good job, did a good job of making that guy miss and picked up the first down.
And you have to realize goal number one is to keep moving the chains, and I think he felt he had a better chance of gaining those 4 yards running the football than throwing the ball in the end zone.
Yes, I agree there.
So 1st and goal, the ball will be spotted about the 8-yard line. Shotgun again here for Ranky. Low snaps, going to roll to his left, trying to get the corner, cuts back in, through an arm tackle, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
And Jared did a good job. I don't think the play was supposed to come this way, and it was kind of a low snap, and he kind of improvised with what he had, and he came this way and made a very good cutback at about the 9-yard line there and took it on into the end zone.
Either that or just a wonderful job of misdirection on the play.
Yeah.
Now, after scoring his 2nd touchdown, Ranky now will try to get his 2nd point after kick. 7:25 to go here in the first half, and Ranky will try to add to a 21-0 lead. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it's good. The Stars, 22, second-ranked Ravenna, nothing. With 7:25 to go in the second quarter, we're back after this.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. Stop by next week at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 861, and see the Holcomb Scrapers. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them, Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Sorensen Construction wishes all the area wrestlers the very best at the State High School Wrestling Championships. Let Sorensen Construction build for you. We are a proud sponsor of all the area wrestlers. Pin them, guys.
A very damp Miles Field, but the Kearney Catholic fans not really feeling that very much right now. They lead second-ranked Ravenna 22-0, 7:25 to go here in the first half. And forgot to ask you, Don, how are the seats up here?
This is awesome because it's raining out there a little bit right now, and so I'd be out there standing in there trying to keep dry, and this is great.
Kind of asked you last minute to fill in, and then you asked for the weather forecast, so that was... Crowell will get the kickoff, goes right up the middle, and there's just a massive humanity that meets about the 30-yard line. The mob moves forward, the big amoeba moves forward to about the 35, and that's where Ravenna will get into business here, and they've got to get a little work done. Now, you don't try to get all 22 points between now and the end of the half, and maybe you don't even need to score, but you need to have something positive happen for your football team if you're the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's what I agree too, Randy, is I don't think they need to kind of panic and maybe try to chuck the ball around, but I think they do need to get a little bit of drive going and just get some confidence in their driving ability here too.
Quarterback will take it right up the middle. Crowell spins forward, comes through one tackle, lunges forward, dives, spins, twists. He did everything but spit as he dove forward to about the 39-yard line. Checked at the 44-yard line, and he'll gain 9 on the play. And if you think that you can just show up and beat Ravenna and have them fold their tent, you haven't watched these guys play anything very much at all.
No, that's not going to happen. It looks like they might just, you know, these few plays line up and just go right at them.
And why not? They gain 9 yards with a play right up the middle, I formation. Crowell calling out the count here, and he'll hand the ball off to his tailback, Miller. Miller breaks one tackle, comes back in underneath. He's across midfield, and he's brought down there, tripped up by Pierce and Renke, but it's more than enough for the first down. As they unfurl things, it's going to be a gain of about 8 on the play.
And that, you know, is exactly what Ravenna needs to do, is just kind of, you know, we got them out manned at the line. That's what they got to do, is they got to go out there and they got to try to, you know, put a drive together here.
And they're not doing anything fancy, and I don't think they feel like they have to. They will go out of the shotgun formation, one back right beside the quarterback, and that'll be Schombeck. Schombeck staying right next to Crowell. They'll put a man in motion, and Crowell will just go right up the middle. There's a flag on the play, gets across the 40-yard line. And, again, that's where you usually see a hold. And if I get this one right, it'll be the first one in quite some time when I've guessed what the flag is. But it is right at the line of scrimmage, and it will be a hold here. So Kearney Catholic, instead of giving up 10 yards, will push Ravenna back about 10 yards.
Yep, and that was right at the point where Crowell made that good move or good cutback, was right where the hold occurred.
It's going to be a little bit short of, I believe, 8 yards. Again, it's a spot foul. I think they're going to back him up about 8. And they're going to be about the 43-yard line, so that means 7. Yeah, it's going to be about 19 yards here. Pretty close to 20, I guess. So it'll be 1st and 19, ball at the 43-yard line. Crowell will be in the shotgun formation again. That's Miller next to him, and a bad snap. There's a flag on the play, and we'll see who comes up with the football. Kearney Catholic's got their hands on the ball. There is a flag, and I think Kearney Catholic has a penalty that they can decline and accept the football. Another bad snap, another turnover for Ravenna, their second of the game, and their first one resulted in Kearney Catholic points. Let's see what this one does.
And that time, the ball didn't even get even close to Crowell that time, and it might have got caught up on the wet turf there, and it only went back about 2-3 yards, and Kearney Catholic got on it.
And they've got the ball about the 43-yard line, so it'll be 1st and 10 from the 43 here for Kearney Catholic. We'll see if they try to throw the knockout punch here, as they've got a quarterback in shotgun formation. Ranky having trouble handling the snap, a little bit of pressure coming. He's just going to tuck it and run it himself. Cuts back into the 35, now down to the 30. Hits the man right at the 25-yard line, and he'll be pulled down right there by Garrett Wells. And a nice read on that run by the quarterback of the Kearney Catholic Stars. Nice play there by Jared Ranky.
As Jared, you know, went off to the right side, and everything was kind of clogged up there, and he just kind of cut back across the field and did a great job of picking up about 20-25 yards there. And Kearney Catholic is down to about the 24-yard line right now.
He's had runs of 74, 16, 12, and now 20 yards. So big night rushing the football for Jared Ranky. Ranky again will be in the shotgun. Kasnowski's the back in the back, though, gets the handoff, comes off tackle, slips through one guy, and then is pulled down as he gets about the 20-yard line. And there's a habit I think he needs to break, and that is letting go of that football as soon as he hits the turf.
Yeah.
Because that, again, I had a great angle at it. It clearly was not a fumble from my vantage point, but, boy, I can see how some people think that ball was coming out loose.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he needs to make sure that he holds on to it and then just toss it to the official if he needs to, but don't just let it come out like that. It's a good job of Jared on that, too, you know, handing right off because they're keying on Jared now.
2nd and 6, ball spotted at the 20-yard line, shotgun formation. 2 wideouts right, 1 to the left. Ranky's going to step up and throw. He's got a man open. That's Pierce. Pierce catches the ball at the 10, lunges forward, and it's 1st and goal for the Stars.
And that was a good play again. Pierce ran just a little bit of an out, and Jared faked the handoff to Chris Kasnowski and hit Creighton Pierce on about an 8-10-yard gain right there.
Well, actually, we're going to call that a gain of right at 11. And, again, he's the only one that's caught a pass from Ranky, who is now 3 out of 6 in the air. So first and goal for the Stars. Clock moving here. 4:15, 4:14 to go in the second quarter. The Stars surprisingly up 22-0. And another touchdown here will really make things a little bit tough for the Blue Jays. Shotgun formation, trips to the left, and we've got a flag. Actually heard the whistles well before we saw the flag. In any event, it will be, I believe, illegal procedure on Kearney Catholic, and that'll push him back another 5 yards.
Yep, and, it, you know, it'll be first and goal from about the 14 now instead of at the 9. But, you know, Kearney Catholic's got a good drive going here, you know, mixing it up, a little bit of run, a little bit of pass, a little misdirection and stuff, kind of keeping Ravenna off balance a little bit.
There are fewer plays you feel comfortable with on first and goal from the 14 than there is first and goal from the 9, though.
Yeah, definitely. It's
just amazing what those 5 yards, the difference that really makes, because now you worry about a little bit deeper pass, more likely of interceptions, and all sorts of more bad things can happen. First time tonight, Renke is under center. They put a man in motion, hand off to Kasnowski right up the middle. Kasnowski is going to get back those first yards. And are they going to call it a fumble or not? I think they're going to call him down. Yes, they are. We talked about that a second ago. That one was a lot closer than the one that we discussed. I think they got that call right, too. But he lunged forward, kind of pounded the ball on the ground as he was lunging forward, and that was kind of dangerous. And I think there's a flag over there. Yes, there is.
There is, too.
And Kearney Catholic's backing up. So the hold penalty will back him up another 10 yards and see previous conversation. I mean, now you got first and goal from the 24. Is there anything in your playbook that you like to call?
Yeah, and, you know, one thing about it is, you know, with the Stars, the way they can throw the ball, you know, some people go, well, it'll open up a little bit. But, you know, like you said, I'd rather have it first and goal at the 9 than the first and goal at the 24.
Well, Renke will not be under center. That's a fad that's gone away. Two wideouts to the right, which is the short side of the field, two to the left. And Renke's going to roll out to his right, picks up a block from Bowman, steps up and throws, and great defensive play as they tried to get the ball to O'Brien. And knocking the ball loose, I believe, was Rodriguez. Yes, it was. Gustavo Rodriguez, nice job, kind of jumping the route a little bit, stepping in front of the intended receiver and swatting the ball away. Nice play there by Rodriguez.
Yep, and Jared just moved out of the pocket, bought a little bit of time, and it looked like he was open. And like you said, Rodriguez did a great job of getting there and then deflecting the ball away.
Again, Rodriguez did not have much of a chance of intercepting the ball. It was well thrown. The only one that had a chance to catch it was O'Brien. So no backs in the backfield this time for Renke, and he's going to roll out to his left. Pressure's coming. He rolls out some more to his left, steps up, throws in the end zone, actually short of the end zone, and it's caught. It is pulled down at the 5 yard line by Colton Dorr. And again, I was looking at the receiver a little bit deeper than that, but he wasn't as open as Dorr was. So a nice 19 yard gain on that play makes third down and doable here for Kearney Catholic.
And, you know, once again, Jared got a little bit of pressure and rolled out to his left. And like you said, I thought he was going to throw it to the guy in the end zone there, and Colton Dorr coming across the middle. Did a good job, and Jared lofted it right in there to Colton Dorr.
So Kearney Catholic will break the huddle here. Third and goal now from the 5 after a couple of big penalties. One back in the backfield. That'll be Kasnowski. Renke is in under center. Man in motion. Hand off right up the middle, and he has stood up right there. Kasnowski keeping the feet moving, but nothing going on there as he stopped by the center of the line here for Ravenna. In there are a couple of the biggins. Michael Techmeyer, I think, is the one that really we should give the most credit to. Danny McCormick came in there a little bit later, and then the linebacker showed up in earnest as well. Gain of only one on the play. It will be fourth and goal from the 4 yard line, and I'm thinking Kearney Catholic should kick here, but it doesn't appear that they're going to. No, they're not. Stars are going to go for it on fourth and goal from the 4. Shotgun for Renke. He calls out the count. Will roll to his right, and there's pressure there. Dancing around, breaks one tackle, lunges forward, and is in for the score!
Oh, that was a great run by Jared Renke. It looked like they had him stopped right at the initial area there around the 5, and he made one guy miss and lunged forward, made another guy miss and kind of lunged forward right about the 2 and got into the end zone that time.
That wasn't a run. That was a cha-cha. I mean, he was just dancing around. He never really got the chance to really run forward. He was dancing and dodging and avoiding the whole way threw a 4-yard touchdown run, and now we'll try to tack on the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. Kearney Catholic, 29, second-ranked Ravenna, nothing. It's the two-minute warning, 1:51 to go here in the second quarter. It's all Stars. They'll kick it off when we come back after this.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Kearney Catholic now with a 29-0 lead. A twisting, turning, dancing run. Let's call it Dancing with the Stars with Jared Ranke as he got in from 4 yards out.
And he did, too. He was dancing around all over the place and, like you said, kind of did the cha-chas and got their touchdown in.
Kickoff will go to Lucas Wilkie, and Wilkie is going to be knocked down at about the 17-yard line.
And that was a good play by Matt Bowman that time, you know, getting downfield and making a good hit on that play right there. You know, Wilkie came around, tried to get around this right side here, and Jacob O'Brien had him turned in, and then Bowman kind of came in and made the hit.
Let's give you some scores. Pleasanton 35, Harvard nothing at the half. Alliance with a 16-13 lead over Lexington in the second. Ansley leads Callaway 8-6 in the first. And we have some other scores that we'll check for you on in just a moment. Right now, first and 10 from the 17-yard line here for Ravenna. And Crowell in the shotgun. Will fake the handoff, cut back in, is hit in the backfield, and then is going to be wrapped up by McKelvey. Aiden McKelvey finished it off. The first hit was actually there by Drew Butler, and Butler knocked him backwards, but he wasn't down yet.
Nope.
And then McKelvey finished off the play.
And it knocked him back a little bit, and, you know, and it looked like Crowell regained him, and then McKelvey came back in and made the play at that point in time. But it was a good job by Drew Butler that time of coming up and making the, you know, that first initial hit.
And you don't have too many negative running plays by Cowell there, but he had it that time. He'll step in under center. I formation. He'll hand the ball off to the tailback and really no room to run. And a flag being thrown in there. And, boy, look at that determination as Miller did not want to go down, move the pile forward. But there is a flag right at the point of attack.
Yep, and it was, looked like, yep, and that's the signal of holding right there at that point of attack right there. And, you know, like you said, Miller did not want to go down on that one. They were getting some line push out of that, you know, and they got the holding call right there.
On Power 99 right now, Axtell leading Overton 7-6. That game's at the half, and it is Sumner Eddyville under 20, Litchfield nothing. That's in the second quarter. Bishop Newman has 14. And Syracuse 2, that game, is in the second quarter. Score is brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the score. Valentino's will deliver the pizza. Inside of 1 minute to go here, second and 20 from the 10-yard line, and there's more motion up front. I believe the first one to move was wearing a white jersey, so that's going to be back another 5 yards. And I think if you're Ravenna right now, you're down at the 5-yard line, you lick your wounds, you just hand the ball right up the middle, you're okay with moving the clock, do that a couple of times, don't have to worry about punting the football and go into the locker room and try to figure out how to chip away at a 29-point deficit.
Yep, I agree there, Andy. You know, they're down back to the 5-yard line right now, and, you know, they just need to get the clock moving and get into halftime.
And I suppose if you're Kearney Catholic, I'm not so sure it wouldn't make them punt. but we'll see what happens here. They will go in a shotgun, so Crowell is actually in the end zone as he hands out the football to his tailback, and not much room to run there. I believe it's Wells that actually carried the football. Nope, it's going to be number 20, not 28. So it's Miller who carried the football, and he's going to gain one on the play.
Yep, and he just had both arms around it, and he's just making sure he didn't fumble or anything right there.
And that'll do it. We're at halftime now, and you can hear the fans at Miles Field who are ecstatic because Kearney Catholic right now pulling off a shocker. I think it'd be surprising if Kearney Catholic had the halftime lead. The shocker is that it's 29-0 Stars over second-ranked Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic has played, A, very, very well, and B, they've gotten a few breaks along the way.
Yeah, they did. You know, they started right off the bat with the first two touchdown scores on getting a fumble there, and, you know, those types of things. The turnovers have hit the Ravenna Blue Jays right now, and like you said, you know, right now, Ravenna just needs to get, you know, on the bus and regroup a little bit and, you know, come back out here with another game plan.
And I fully think that they can come back and play this game, and I think they can do it playing their style of football. I think they've been running the ball pretty well. If they stick with it and get a break or two, they're right back in this game.
Yeah, I agree there, Randy. You know, when they do get something moving, it seems like there's a fumble or a bad snap or something like that going on. And all of a sudden, Kearney Catholic is getting on the football right then and there. And that's kind of what's happening right now. Ravenna's moving the football at times on them. And then all of a sudden, something, you know, bad will happen. They'll get a penalty or so, or they'll get a fumble or something like that. And it's getting them, in a little bit of trouble.
And, again, I think if Ravenna can get some momentum going, they can get back in this game very quickly. Of course, the job for Kearney Catholic would be, we still need more points.
Yeah.
You know, they still need more points. And they need to make sure they don't do anything foolish with the football because right now they're leading in terms of turnovers. They lead that turnover margin 2-0, and that is one of, if not the most important stat in football.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and the two turnovers that Ravenna had, the one was on the 15-yard line to give Kearney Catholic, you know, a short field to go right on in and those types of things. And then, you know, all of a sudden you get a team that, you know, can believe in themselves like Kearney Catholic is, because they got, you know, a couple quick scores, and all of a sudden, you know, their confidence level is right up there, and they're coming out and they're playing extremely good football right now. And like you said, Randy, I don't think Kearney Catholic, you know, it's 29, I don't know if that's going to be enough points, you know, for them to win this football game. They might have to score a couple more touchdowns.
Ravenna has the offense to get right back in this game and get into that game in a very big hurry. We're at halftime. It's 29-0, Kearney Catholic leading Ravenna. You heard it right, 29-0 Stars over Ravenna. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And joining me with coverage of tonight's football game, I'm Randy Bushka. With me is Kearney Catholic head boys basketball coach Don Leese. And you can repeat on the air what you just told me during the commercial break.
Yeah, and this surprises me. Not so much that, you know, Kearney Catholic's winning the football game, but by 29-0, it just really blows my mind right now, Randy, that they're up 29-0 on Ravenna. And like we said before, Ravenna, you know, up front, is doing a very good job up front, But they're just, you know, all of a sudden it'll be a bad snap or a turnover or a penalty or something. And all of a sudden, instead of second and 6 or 7, they're looking at a holding penalty that puts them back second and 16.
And let's recap the scoring for you. Kearney Catholic got it going with 7:54 to go in the first quarter. Chris Kasnowski finished off a 15-yard drive, started after the turnover. And, no, that actually they drove length of the field with their opening drive. Kasnowski capped it off with a run as he goes in for the touchdown. Ranky adds the extra point, and it was 7-0 at that point. And let me double-check my stats here, make sure I get that right. As, yeah, 7-yard run there by Kasnowski on a little bit of a inside handoff. Then Kearney Catholic, less than 2 minutes later, after the turnover,
yep.
Then was the turnover. They got the that's when Ranky went 74 yards. I think the first touchdown was,
touchdown
was set up by the turnover.
Yep.
So, okay, I didn't make a note of that, and I should have. But Kearney Catholic with 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Jared Ranky, a one-play drive, goes right up the middle, 74 yards. They fake the handoff. Everybody collapsed on Kasnowski. Ranky followed Kasnowski through the hole and goes literally untouched, 74 yards for the score, a bad snap, and Keegan Fitzgerald is able to scramble out of there with it, able to then unload to Creighton Pierce, who makes the two-point conversion catch in the end zone. It's 15-0 Kearney Catholic. And then they got the short field a few series later. It wasn't the impending series, but a few series later, they got the short field thanks to the bad snap and turnover by Ravenna. Ranky then was able to go in from 8 yards out. The extra point was good, and with 7:25 to go in the second quarter, it's 22-0 Kearney Catholic. And again, a shorter field because of the turnover, and Kearney Catholic goes for it on 4th and goal from the 4. They had it 1st and goal from about the 22-yard line after a couple of penalties, and Kearney Catholic was able to get that touchdown thanks to a tremendous run by Ranky, who never, it seemed, got full speed, dodged running tackler after tackler after tackler, able to tiptoe into the end zone. The extra point was good, and it's 29-0 Kearney Catholic at halftime. They control things overall statistically because of some nice drives and a couple of big plays. They have a huge advantage statistically, which we'll go through here in just a little bit. They have, again, one of the more important statistics in football on their side. That is turnover margin. They dominated in time of possession. I mean, just about every key statistic, Kearney Catholic is going to have the advantage when we take a look at him here in just a few minutes.
Yes, they have. And, you know, how elusive Jared Ranky is just amazing. There's been times Ravenna has put a ton of pressure on him, and all of a sudden you see him scoot or, you know, just make one guy miss, and then all of a sudden he's heading upfield and making another person or two miss and picking up 15, 20 yards and, you know, like you said, a 74-yard touchdown run. And, you know, sometimes he's creating some of that on his own, but the line for Kearney Catholic has done a pretty good job of giving him some time every once in a while to throw the football. And Jared's done a good job when he doesn't have the time to kind of roll out and buy a little bit of time and make some plays downfield with either the pass or with the feet.
Well, right now, 47 yards on the ground for Ravenna unofficially, and they've done that on 17 carries. So 47 yards on 17 carries, and they are 0-for-1 in the air. And again, that's a big play because wide open, and I mean wide open, nobody within 20 yards of Trevor Saborn, and Crowell couldn't connect with him. And right there, there's a touchdown you take off the board. So that is you know, one of those plays that you go back and you almost forget about, but that would have been a big play in the football game had they been able to make that connection.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because that was early in the first quarter there, and all of a sudden, you know, they fake the handoff, and the Crowell takes a step back, and Saborn is wide open. There's nobody within 20 yards of him, and he gets overthrown, and like you said, he could have underthrown it, and Saborn still could have came back and probably got the ball and still raced down for the touchdown, because they were sucking up on Crowell big time on that fake handoff, and he rolled out a little bit.
And as we mentioned, Ravenna with 47 yards of total offense here in the first half, 2 turnovers and no points. And we'll check the numbers for Kearney Catholic when we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
The Dew Drop-In in Ravenna is serving home-style cooking 24 hours a day. For the best heaping helping of great home-style food, head to the Dew Drop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays in and out of the game.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. Stop by next week at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 861, and see the Holcomb Scrapers. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Let's give you some of the individual statistics running the football here for Kearney Catholic. Leading the way, quarterback Jared Ranke. Ranke has carried the ball seven times for 140 yards.
Whoa.
I'm not real good at math, but if those numbers bear out, that's 20 yards a carry. And that's an awfully tremendous. And again, he had a 74-yarder, he had a 16-yarder, he had a 12-yarder, he had a 20-yarder. So he's had some big plays. And you know what? I forgot to add one little four-yard run here as well. He's actually got 144 yards on eight carries. But, again, he's got three touchdowns on the ground and 144 yards. And Jared Ranke right now is kind of doing to Kearney Catholic what Josh Crowell did to Kearney Catholic the last time these two teams got together during the playoffs.
Yep, you're exactly right. You know, last time that Kearney Catholic and Ravenna were on this field last November, early November, first end of October there in the playoffs, Josh Crowell was doing the same things that Jared was doing right now, which, you know, at times he had to improvise and make some plays, some bad snaps for Josh there last year, and he would, you know, all of a sudden pick it up and all of a sudden scoot, you know, 50, 60 yards down the field. And sometimes going for a score. And like we said, you know, he was running sometimes, you know, clear across the field a few times. And Jared's done that a couple times tonight. His elusiveness is really good tonight. And that 40-yard run was probably one of the better runs that I've seen in a long, long time, where he was kind of juking and jiving and kind of missing everything. It looked like, you know, he was barefoot and had ants underneath him there or something.
And never got full speed. That, to me, is one of the most amazing things about that run. He never had the opportunity to ever get full speed because he couldn't put two steps forward together because he would have been tackled.
Yep, exactly right. And then he just kind of lunged forward and got it into the end zone there at the end there. But that was a great little run to improvise again on, you know, a situation where he, you know, saw a little opening, danced around a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, it was in the end zone.
So Ranke with eight carries for 144 yards and two touchdowns. Second leading carrier in terms of total rushing yards is actually Jacob O'Brien. They've run that little wingback reverse a couple of times. He's got 23 yards. One carry by Colton Doerr for 6 yards. And Chris Kasnowski has a touchdown. He has carried the ball five times for a total of 16 yards. Kearney Catholic on the ground, 189 yards. On, I forgot to add this up, 914 on 15 attempts. So 189 yards on 15 attempts for Kearney Catholic here in the first half. In the air, Ranke, the only one that's thrown the football so far, he is 4 of 8 in the air for 54 yards, no interceptions, and no touchdown passes. Creighton Pierce has caught 3 of those balls for 29 yards. Doerr had one other catch, and that was on third and goal from about the 24-yard line. That was good for a 19-yard reception and set up Kearney Catholic's final touchdown of the first half, and that's why they lead it 29-0 over Ravenna.
Yep.
Some other scores for you, and let me just get your take on this one, see if you're surprised by this. At halftime, Aurora 32, McCook 3.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That does
leading McCook 32-3. And that game's played in McCook.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's at McCook, and I think they got a streak going, I can't remember how many years.
It's been a while.
It's
been 8-10 years since they've lost at home.
At home, yeah.
That's a lot of games.
Yes.
That's a lot of games. Adams Central is leading Platteview 21-0 at halftime as well. And let me get my phone going here again. My kids can do this a lot faster than I can. That's clear. Other scores, Papillion La Vista 20. Fremont has 13 at the half. Bergen leading Elmwood Murdoch 7-6 at halftime. Creek Valley tied with Sedgwick. No score. Have not heard yet from the Kearney High game. I'm efforting. I'm efforting that one.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Yeah, that's the word.
24-3, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Kearney High with the lead over North Platte. And we think that's at halftime. Not what you know, it's who you know in terms of getting scores like that. 24-3, Kearney High with the lead over, well, we know the head coach over there at North Platte. Not a good homecoming of sorts for Bernie Madison as the Bulldogs down by 21 against the Bearcats. I don't root against Bernie very often, but tonight may very well be one of those nights.
Yeah. And, it's, you know, as we mentioned, you know, Bernie being from – well, originally from North Platte, you know, coaching there now.
And we never held that against him.
Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, he was for the last 13 years here at Kearney Catholic, and it looks like the Stars right now aren't missing a beat on, you know, their our football program right now. They got some very, very good assistant coaches along with, you know, Dave Colling as the head coach. They kept a lot of the assistants intact on this.
And for Kearney Catholic, the system is pretty much still in place. And right now, they're cooking with gas. They lead second-ranked Ravenna 29-0. But Ravenna will have the football to start the second half, and that will occur when we return from this timeout. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with the second-half kickoff where Ravenna will receive the ball when we come back after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them, Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back. You're wrapping up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Randy Bushker along with Don Lees. Coach, what do you think Ravenna needs to do here in the second half?
You know, I think they just need to come out and play Ravenna football. You know, last week they put up a lot of points on Elm Creek last week, and Elm Creek's got a good football team, and you know, so they know they can score the points. It's just a matter of them coming out and executing and doing some of the things that they know that they can do. And maybe, you know, one of the biggest thing is not, you know, get themselves in a 2nd and 16 because of a holding penalty, those types of things. They just need to come out and play Ravenna style of football.
And I would agree. I don't think they really need to do anything different. They just need to do what they do and do it a little bit better.
Yep.
Some of those bad snaps, one resulted in a turnover, and they've had about three other plays. You can't give up down.
Yeah.
And play the style of football that Ravenna wants to be able to play.
Yep, you're exactly right. They just got to come out, you know, and execute a little bit better than what they did in the first half and see what they can do. You know, I think this is a pretty good test right here. You know, they get the ball right off the bat in the second half. You know, they got to put a little bit of a drive together, get some confidence back in those kids.
And it almost seems like whatever is the current drive is the most important drive of the game. I mean, we say that a lot, but I really do think coming out, if they could get a score here, that would
begin to change the complexion of this game. So we'll see what Kearney Catholic's able to do there. Able to kick with a little bit of a slight breeze at their back. They'll be kicking into the Kearney night, and they'll kick it into the end zone on the south end of the field. And Kearney Catholic still feeling a little momentum. They still kind of have a little positive mojo going on here as they're able to punch it into the end zone for the touchback. So it'll be first and 10 for Ravenna right at the 20-yard line. And again, a nice 80-yard drive for the Blue Jays. And again, we got a different football game.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one thing I think, too, Randy, is Kearney Catholic had a little bit better possession on a lot of their drives, too.
Yeah, they have. They have absolutely, ever since the first drive of the game, have had the advantage in terms of field position. Crowell will be in the shotgun. They run a little crossbuck right up the middle, and off the right side goes the running back. I believe that's Miller. Yeah, it'd be Miller. So that'll be a nice little gain on the play of about 4 yards. Too wet out there to say and a cloud of dust, but that style of football will be just fine with them. And they're going to go a little hurry up here as they don't even huddle. They run the same formation, flags up, and there is a run right up the middle. Nice little cutback inside again here for Miller. Miller has more than enough for the first down, but there is a flag on the play. And the Kearney Catholic coaching staff is saying that that is going to be illegal procedure or motion.
Yep, and, you know, they came right out and ran the first play and then got right back up to the line of scrimmage and had the second play ready to go. Probably some scripted plays at halftime that they wanted to run and see what they could do with those plays.
And again, that's kind of smart. A, you know, you get the kids settled down. They know what's coming. And B, you can still stay with your style of football, running the football, and you don't take up as much time, because obviously running the football takes more time because you shut off the clock with incomplete passes. So a running team does seem to take up more time.
Yep, and I think, you know, that's exactly what they're trying to do, is kind of get some plays in, but get some plays in a hurry, too.
It is Axtell 14-6 over Overton. Overton, that game is in the third quarter on Power 99. Counter on the right side. Miller off the tackle over there. Has a nice gain. He's going to gain about 5 yards on the play and a real quick hitter. And this is going to make third and a little bit longer than what Ravenna would like to have. It's going to be about 6, maybe even closer to 7 yards on the play.
And they're right back up at the line of scrimmage, and they're ready to roll again.
And off again to Miller. Catches to the outside. Ranky with a nice little tackle right at the 30-yard line. That is going to be short of the first down. And decision time for Mark Hudson and the Ravenna coaching staff here. He is short of the 30-yard line. He's got to get about a half to three-quarters of a yard past that.
And it looks like they're going to have a little bit of a timeout for a measurement here. But like we said, you know, the Ravenna's getting up to the line of scrimmage, and they're kind of getting up there in a hurry so they can get their plays up there and then ready to roll. You know, and they had one penalty, but they, you know, look like, you know, this is what they're going to do. They're going to come out, and they're going to run a little bit of misdirection, but they're going to come right at you.
And they are going to be short. They're going to stretch out the chains here a little bit. They are going to be short. It's closer than I thought. It's going to be about the length of a football, and that's a little bit closer than what I thought. And I think Hudson's going to go for it.
Yeah, I think he is, too. Right now he's kind of made up his mind that this might be the time to, you know, maybe take a chance, but we don't know. He hasn't lined up for the snap yet.
Well, they are going to put the kicker in kick formation. Lucas Wilkie is in the game and in kick formation. Crowell is one of the upbacks. And there is a stoppage, and I'm not sure for what reason. The umpire is over there talking on the sideline to the Ravenna coaching staff.
I don't know if he's saying that looks like to him it's a first down or what. But
well, if it is, then when they remarked the football, it was wrong, because when they measured where the tackle was, it was short.
Yep.
But if he's questioning that, to me, I think he's tipping his hand a little bit, saying we're going to go for it.
Yeah.
Kearney Catholic doesn't think they're going to punt the football here, even though they're in punt formation, because they don't have anybody back to catch the football. Everybody's in the tackle box here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep,
they are in kick formation, is Ravenna. And they will snap it to their punter, who will punt the football. And Kearney Catholic doesn't have anybody back there. It's going to bounce around and die at about the 33, 34-yard line. Talk about respecting the punt. Now, I mean, they're making sure that you kick the football. And if you're Kearney Catholic, you'll take whatever you can get. We just want you guys to lose the football for now.
Yep, exactly right. Kearney Catholic didn't believe they were going to punt the football, so they just kept everybody right up there and made sure that they did punt the football, and they did punt the football. And like you said, they just want to make sure that they get the football back, and Ravenna does not have the football.
And I'm surprised at the punt. I really thought that they would go for it because I think they have a bigger, stronger offensive line than Kearney Catholic's defensive line, but they don't want to make any more mistakes. Ranky, shotgun formation, hands to Kasnowski. Kasnowski off tackle, lunges forward, has a nice gain of 3 or 4 yards. And if you're Kearney Catholic, yeah, you're going to spread the field. Yeah, you're going to go with that shooting star offense. And, yeah, you want to run the ball more than you throw the ball right now. Nice little gain of 4 here for Kasnowski, who now has 20 yards in the game.
Yep, got a little bit of a push up front, and he picked up 4 yards. And like you said, they want to keep the clock moving right now.
And the clock moving over at Foster Field as well, where now Kearney High has a 28-3 lead over the North Platte Bulldogs. Hand off to Kasnowski right up the middle, and he is met there, pulled down. Great combination of defensive plays by Gustavo Rodriguez as well as Brett Douglas. Both of them playing good in their positions. Rodriguez kind of with that corner position, and a nice job from the linebacker of number 54, Douglas. They did a nice job on that combination.
Yeah, and both of them collapsing right in on the tackle on Chris Kasnowski. And, you know, Rodriguez did a good job. He had a guy out there trying to block him and stuff. He did a good job of keeping the ball or person right there in front of him.
Gain maybe of 1 on the play. It'll be 3rd and 5 from the 40-yard line. Ranky shotgun, fakes the handoff, rolls to his left. Pressure's coming, scrambles back the other way, has a lot more pressure coming, picks up a little bit of a block, has the ball, throws it in underneath, and intercepted! Right at midfield, a diving interception by Ryan Miller, and you can't throw the ball late down the middle. That's one of those old football axioms, and Kearney Catholic's turned it over. Ravenna starting to look a little more crazy like a fox punting because they gained some field position after the Kearney Catholic turnover.
Yeah, they did there. You know, Jared Rinke, you know, did a good job of scrambling right there, but like you said, he kind of threw the ball back across the middle and it got intercepted.
So ball at midfield. Crowell will be in the shotgun, running backs on either side of him, and he's going to hand the ball up to Miller. Miller up the middle, lunges forward, gains about 5. A couple of Kearney Catholic players, including Drew Butler, trying to wrestle the football away from him, but Miller holds on to it and gains 5 yards on the play.
And another good job of a line surge right there, you know, and they picked up about 5 yards on the play, and Ravenna's right back up, ready to go again.
And again, the exact same formation. Crowell looks over to the coach, see which one of the plays from this formation they want to run, and they'll hand the ball right up the middle again to Miller, and Miller hit in the backfield. I think I saw a late flag, but a great defensive play by Jacob O'Brien, and there is a flag right up the middle, and O'Brien shot through there and is going to knock him back for a loss.
And O'Brien did a good job of coming up and making the tackle on that play.
That was a textbook tackle. That was very well done. It's exactly what you want. And we'll see what Kearney Catholic decides to do here, whether they back him up and make it 2nd and 15, or do you want it to be 3rd and about 6?
Yep, this is a decision, and it looks like they're going to back him up.
So they will take the 10-yard penalty, but Ravenna gets to repeat the down. It will be 2nd and 15. And I guess I think Kearney Catholic's thinking they're going to go for it on 4th down if they don't get it.
Yep.
We're more likely to be successful with these 3 plays here.
Yep.
Hand off to Miller right up the middle. Met in the backfield, but it is going to be a gain. Nice tackle on the play by Logan Burke. But Burke, when he kind of hog-timed and spun him forward, by the time he gets thrown to the turf, it's going to be now 3rd and 11.
Yep, and, you know, another good job of Ravenna line, you know, getting a little bit of a push there. And, you know, he picked up in about another 4 or 5 yards at that point in time.
And again, that kind of shows Kearney Catholic probably made the right decision. Instead of being 3rd and 6 that we talked about, it's now 3rd and 11. And again, that shotgun formation, running backs on either side of Crowell, who's going to take the snap, throw it underneath, and intercept it. Intercepted by Kasnowski. There's only one guy on that sideline, and Kasnowski outruns him. The angle by Crowell, does he get him or not? There is a flag on the play, but a touchdown defensively. There's the hands in the air, but there is a flag on the play on the return. The interception by Kasnowski, and there is a flag at the 11-yard line. I don't think the touchdown will stand, but the Stars have the football.
Yeah, it looked like they got a block in the back or push over there in the back. on one of the Kearney Catholic guys as Kaznowski made a nice play on the football there to pick that one off and go down the sideline there. So, again, Ravenna going to the air, that has not been a trademark for the Blue Jays in quite some time, and that will push Kearney Catholic back to the 21-yard line. So that's a 10-yard spot foul. So it will be first and 10 for Kearney Catholic, third Ravenna turnover of the football game. Crowell has yet to complete a pass. Two wideouts right, two to the left, and the first down chain. The chains are a little backwards. If Ravenna had the football, they'd have it right. But they need to move the chain forward from that spot.
Yep, they have the chains going.
Yep. So it'll be first and 10 here from the 21-yard line. Chain crew kind of cut up in the moment. Ranky will hand it off to Kaznowski. Big hole up the middle. Kaznowski has enough for the first down, and it's going to be first and goal for the Stars. Just right up the gut for Kearney Catholic. Nice little hole there, and Kaznowski gains 12 on the play.
And Chris hits that hole very hard with a little bit of determination. Maybe he's a little upset that he didn't get that touchdown in that interception, so he hit that hole hard, and like you said, they're right up the gut, too.
Yeah, keep feeding the beast. He's been running the ball a lot here in the second half and doing a pretty good job of it. So we'll see whether or not they hand the ball off to number 24 again. He's the only back in the backfield with Ranky, who calls it out. Bad snap. Ranky picks it up on a fortunate bounce, rolls to his left, picks up a block, back to the inside, cuts to the outside, and is in for a touchdown!
Wow.
Oh, and you're getting some breaks. You're getting some breaks. That was the kindest hop you'll ever get.
Yeah, that ball just bounced right up to Jared. Jared, you know, rolling to his left end, getting chased by a lot of Ravenna guys, and cut it back further across the field again and dove into the end zone.
So 6:50 to go here in the third quarter, and do you think around the state when they hear their score, people are going to go, can you believe that right now Kearney Catholic leads Ravenna 35 to nothing? And again, with the 35-point rule, the clock is going to be running irregardless of what happens here on this extra point. Ranky in kick formation. Keegan Fitzgerald, the holder, bad snap. Ranky gets it, is rolling to his left, will throw the ball in the end zone, and it is incomplete. It might have even been intercepted over there. The two-point conversion attempt on the bad snap is no good. But because they got the break earlier on the two-point conversion, the clock will be running after they kicked the football off here. So a running clock, and I thought there was a chance that would happen. I just didn't think the home team would be the team with the running clock. 35-0 Stars, they'll kick off when we come back after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them, Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back here to Miles Field, and again, the Stars with a 35-0 lead over Ravenna, and role reversal. Jared Ranky doing to Ravenna exactly what Josh Crowell did to the Stars during the playoffs last year.
Yep, you're exactly right. You know, we talked a little bit about that. You know, Josh Crowell was doing all this that Jared's kind of doing, you know, a bad snap here and there, scrambling around, making something out of nothing, and all of a sudden Jared's back in the end zone. That's what Josh Crowell did last year in the playoffs.
The kickoff does go out of bounds, and that's a problem in two fronts here for Kearney Catholic. One,
it doesn't start the clock with that 35-second rule. And two, the ball will be sighted at the 35-yard line. And so Ravenna catching a little bit of a break here. And again, just because the clock starts and will continually run, that will change if Ravenna can get a score. So, boy, this drive becomes even bigger than the one before. Crowell will run the option, will pitch the ball back, and not much happening there on that little pitch out as no room to run at all for Miller on that far side. And the tackle led by number 55, Trevor Sparks, and Matt Bowman in on the play as well.
Yep, and I think Jacob O'Brien came up and kind of made that play, kind of turn back, play back in. And, you know, Trevor and Matt Bowman could make the tackle on that one. You know, it looked like it had a little bit of chance to go somewhere, and all of a sudden there they were again.
Right now, Kearney Catholic feeling their oats. Yep. I mean, they just really are feeling their oats. Shotgun formation here for Crowell. One back in the backfield with him. That'll be Miller. Man in motion now. And bad snap picked up by the other running back trailing on the play, and Wilkie will lose yards on the play.
Yep, another bad snap that, you know, all of a sudden the guy's coming in motion, and it was a bad snap. He picked it up, and then Bowman and Burke all both got in there and made the tackle.
And I think Wilkie probably was intended to run the football, so he was kind of looking for the ball anyway. But, again, just the timing of that goes off when that exchange doesn't occur the way it's supposed to. 5.5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Running clock as Kearney Catholic has a 35-0 lead over second-ranked Ravenna. Think this will get the Stars rated in some way or another?
It has a good chance to do that.
You would think so. Timeout Ravenna. They have to stop the clock as best they call. Timeout Ravenna, 5:16 to go in the third quarter. 35-0 Stars. We're back after this.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Sorensen Construction wishes all the area wrestlers the very best at the State High School Wrestling Championships. Let Sorensen Construction build for you. We are a proud sponsor of all the area wrestlers. Pin 'em, guys.
Welcome back here. Change at quarterback for the Blue Jays. Connor Baronic takes the snap. Bad snap. He's able to pick it up, and Bowman will sack it at the 25-yard line. Got a little bit of a fortunate bounce, did Baronic, but Bowman coming on the blitz.
Yep.
Is able to knock him down, and if you're Bennett, down by 35, clock's running, you still got to punt the football.
Yep, and then, you know, that was a little bit of a bad snap, and then all of a sudden he kind of bobbled it a little bit too, trying to pick it up, and then Bowman's right there just blitzing in and makes the sack at that point.
And that's a loss of about 16 on the play. We'll make it now fourth and a little bit over 20. And in kick formation will be Wilkie. And we'll check some scores for you after this punt. 4.5 minutes to go. The clock will stop on the change of possession. But as soon as they get the ball set, there will be the clock running once again. The kick is picked up by Pierce at the 20. Creighton Pierce looking for a block. Doesn't really get much of one, and just lunges forward to about the 45-yard line. Will be first and 10 for the Stars. Alliance leading Lexington 16-13 there in the third. Scottsbluff with a 20-0 lead over the Hastings Tigers. That's also in the third. Aurora 42, McCook 3 in the third. Dalton Layton over Banner County 14-6. That game is in the second quarter.
Wow, you know, that score of McCook and Aurora really surprises me. Not that, you know, Aurora can't
win, but 42-3, my goodness. Shotgun formation here for Kearney Catholic. Ranky still in at quarterback. Low snap, has to pick up the ball, runs forward, and he's going to have a loss of about 7 on the play, but that's a whole lot better than losing the football.
Yep, you know, a little bit of a bad snap there. Jared had to go back and get the ball even from his shotgun formation and go back and get it again, and he just dove forward and got what he could out of that play right there.
Which wasn't a whole lot. But it's better than losing the football. Other scores for you. Kimball over Bridgeport, 14-0 in the second. Ogallala, 21-3 over Sydney with about halfway through the second quarter. Adams Central, 27. Platteview, nothing. That game is also midway through third. Ranky will throw it to O'Brien. It's a lateral, so this is a run for O'Brien. It gets the corner, gets to the outside, and has a first down before he's pushed out. He gets across midfield, gets across the 40. We'll see exactly where they spot him. It's awfully close to the 30-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 20 on the run for O'Brien.
Got just a little bit of a swing play right there, and Jared just kind of threw it out there to O'Brien, and O'Brien got around the corner and you know, picked up good yards there for a first down. And again, once again, you look up and the clock's moving.
Even though it was knocked out of bounds, again, with the 35-point rule, the clock's still moving here.
Yep.
Ranky will have one back in the backfield. That's Kasnowski. Two wideouts to the right. One of them in motion now. That's O'Brien. O'Brien is going to be in the backfield. They run the option. They give it to Kasnowski. Kasnowski gets maybe a yard before he's thrown down by an angry bunch of Blue Jays. The first one there was Brett Douglas. And, again, really, Ravenna's played pretty well in this game. You see the potential. Things haven't gone their way, but Kearney Catholic, just everything they've touched seems to kind of really turn to gold here tonight.
Yeah, that it has, too. You know, just you know, Ravenna's had probably just as many bad snaps as Kearney Catholic, but Jared Rinke's picked up a few of them and just kind of made some plays out of things, and, you know, it hasn't been that way for Ravenna.
And it's just always bounced right back to him. There's only been one of those bad snaps that didn't bounce right back to the quarterback. Ranky in shotgun formation on second and 9, minute and a half to go. High snap, but he handles it well. Steps up. He's going to throw the ball deep. He's got a man in double coverage there, and Creighton Pierce can't make the catch. They break it up at the end, and maybe the contact was before the ball got there by a nanosecond, but that ball wasn't going to get caught. I think that's a good no call any way you slice it. Clock still running with a minute 10 to go here with the running clock with our score 35-0.
And Jared kind of threw that ball to exactly where either Creighton was going to get it or it was going to go out of bounds too.
Yeah, that was not a dangerous play. It's going to be 3rd and 9, ball at the 30-yard line. And again, for Kearney Catholic, they're up, but with the running clock, you can now go to the air a little bit. Before, when you didn't have that running clock, you probably wouldn't do this.
Yep, you're exactly right. You know, with the incomplete pass, the clock still ran.
And we're going to call timeout. It is Ravenna. The Jays are going to call timeout with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We'll have the running clock when we put it in play. It'll be 3rd and 9 from the 30 when we come back after this.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Sorensen Construction wishes all the area wrestlers the very best at the State High School Wrestling Championships. Let Sorensen Construction build for you. We are a proud sponsor of all the area wrestlers. Pin them, guys!
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Shotgun formation, but Ranky backing up before the snap, and that's going to be a legal procedure. My question is this. You can have a man in motion. I didn't see anybody else in motion. He went backwards.
Yeah, that's true. So
somebody else might have leaned in there a little bit as well. So, in any event, I mean, that wasn't how that thing's designed. So it's going to be a legal procedure against the Stars, and we have some more scores for you. Ansley 14-6 over Callaway at the halftime. Holdridge 16-13 over Minden in the third, and now Axtell Big over Overton 28-6. Ranky gets the snap, looking to try to screen. He has to drop back, throws it the other way. Kasnowski has it, avoids one tackle, can't avoid the rest of the Blue Jays who show up. The tackle is actually by Ethan Zorb, but there was about 3 or 4 different Jays over there, including Michael Bond, who sniffed out that play. Also covering up there was Brett Douglas.
So Ravenna did a nice job all the way around. You have to tip your hat to about three or four different Blue Jays who end up not necessarily making the tackle, but making the play here.
Yep, exactly right. You know, they all started to go forward after Jared, and one of them just kind of stayed back and just basically, you know, stayed there and watched for Chris Kasnowski to come out of the backfield.
And with that running clock, it will be 4th and 25, but the third quarter is over. It's 35-0 Stars. We'll be back with the fourth right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Rugby formation here on fourth down by Jared Ranke, and he will do the little rugby punt, and it bounces down inside the 10 and is going to die there at about the 7-yard line. Again, that rugby punt works absolutely perfectly. First play of the fourth quarter, kind of a victory here for Kearney Catholic as the clock is still running here with 11:40 to go here in the game. Yep. Update from over at Foster Field, it's 35-3, the Bearcats leading the Dogs of North Platte and Bernie Madison 35-3. So Bernie having a rough time over at Foster Field here tonight. And we've got some more scores for you that we'll check for you after this play. And a quarterback is Crowell. Crowell will hand the ball off on the far side. Miller bouncing around, pinballing, bounces off a couple of guys, lunges forward, and is going to have a nice gain of about 8 on the play. And most of those 8 yards earned by Ryan Miller pretty much on his own.
And we got a star player down, looks like number 57. And that's
Ritter,
Chris Ritter out there. Looked like he kind of grabbed it for his calf or a cramp and stuff. But
yeah, it doesn't look serious. They are just going to stretch that out. But that will stop the clock with exactly 11 minutes to go here in the game. Ansley with a 14-6 lead over Callaway at halftime. Holdridge 16-13 over Minden, as we mentioned. Axtell big over Overton 28-6. That game is at the end of the third. Creek Valley over Sedgwick. We've got the first half of that score on the first half of the text. The second half is says it's 28-3. And as we mentioned, big lead here for Kearney Catholic in the football game. So your update as much as we got. And right now, Kearney High looking very good against North Platte. Kearney Catholic looking even better against second-ranked Ravenna. And again, for the Jays, I think at this point you probably say, we ain't going to get this one done. We need to start building on for next week and start looking long-term on the season. And the future is right now. You just start making things happen positive for your football team right now.
And that's what they need to do is just get a few positive things going here in the fourth quarter.
Run a little misdirection. The ball is on the ground, but Ravenna is able to fall on it. They're actually going to call that a shuttle pass forward. Again, I kind of was blocked from a couple of the defensive players for Kearney Catholic. It looked like they're running an inside little shovel pass, and Crowell wasn't able to make the connection there. So what looked from our vantage point like a dangerous play, that forward pass, that was probably a pretty safe play, even though it's incomplete, and it's going to be third and about 3. So still, Ravenna has yet to complete a pass to somebody wearing a white jersey. They've had one interception, and they're 0-3 in the game.
Yep, right now, and, you know, like you said, you know, the thing it is, the clock keeps moving even on the incomplete pass.
With that 35-point rule, I really didn't think we'd see that at all, and if anybody used it, it'd be Ravenna. Nice little misdirection by Crowell right up the middle, lunges forward and is upended after he crosses the 30-yard line. So he has a nice gain of about a little bit short of 20 yards on the play. Depends where they spot it. Yeah, we'll give him 20 yards on the play. So Crowell right up the middle. Nice little quick hitter off of some misdirection. And he's got his first positive gain of the second half.
Yeah, and nice run that time. A little bit of a misdirection. And, he kind of spun and just came right down through the middle and picked up 20 yards on that play.
And that's the Ravenna team we thought we'd see tonight. And again, they've really shown some pretty good flashes, but it's just been one of those nights. Been a horrific night for the Ravenna offense. Crowell is going to drop back. He's going to throw the ball deep. He's got a man wide open. And again, he overthrows him. That's the second time tonight that he had Saborn open on that far side. That one, he was only open by 5 yards. But a ball thrown on stride or even close, and that's either a big gainer or a touchdown.
Yeah, definitely. He did a good job making the handoff and rolling. And our Kearney Catholic came flying up there, and he had him open again and just overthrew him one more time.
And again, with all this going on, Kearney Catholic has a 5-touchdown lead. Ravenna has only thrown the ball 4 times, and one of those was a shuttle pass.
Yep.
So, again, when they go, they try to go for that big one, and then when it doesn't hit, you just see that as a really missed opportunity for Ravenna.
Yeah, you do, really, on that.
And here they're going to run a little spin play. They'll hand the ball off to Miller, and Miller's hit by Bowman behind the line of scrimmage. Also, Creighton Pierce was there to slow things down. Pierce got there to make Miller kind of stop and try to cut back. And when he tried to cut back, there was no cutback lane because Big 56 with those shoulder pads ablazing came right at him.
And like you said, Creighton did a good job of kind of stringing that play out. And when he went to make that cutback, Matt Bowman was right there to meet him head on that.
So it is a loss of 3. We're inside of 8 minutes to go in the game with a running clock. And Ravenna still desperately trying to make some good things happen here. But they're faced with 3rd and long. And Crowell will drop back, will try to throw the ball to his left, throws it, dangerous pass, intended to be a screen. Kearney Catholic did a nice job of stringing that one out, and that one didn't have much chance of success. The timing was thrown off because even though it was a screen, there was so much pressure for Kearney Catholic that he had to spin around one more time and knock the timing of the play off.
Yeah, he kind of rolled out this way, and then there was some pressure from Kearney Catholic. Then he had to kind of roll again and make a little spin move to try to throw that ball back across the field.
And again, it will be Crowell this time in punt formation. I think that's Crowell and not Wilkie. I had that wrong earlier. No, it's Wilkie, I believe. So Wilkie is in punt formation, yeah, because Crowell's in one of the upbacks. And Wilkie will put his foot into it, and Creighton Pierce lets it hit the turf. He's thinking about picking it up, and now he thinks better of it as the ball will be down at about the 28-yard line. No sense making a mistake there.
No.
And giving Ravenna a little bit of life here.
Yep, that was smart. He didn't have a good chance to get the ball, so just get away from it. Yeah, a couple times he kind of made a little jab to go get it and realized, let's just let it bounce and take the ball.
And that was close enough to the Kearney Catholic sideline that he might have got some advice.
Yeah, there was quite a few people probably giving him a little bit of an earful there.
What are you thinking? Whenever there was a loose ball, I was told to get away from it, except when I was on defense. 6:15 to go. Ranky will put a man in motion, and he'll just hand the ball off to Kasnowski. Kasnowski tries to bounce around, and right now Ravenna really tackling the football, trying to rip it out of there. The first one there putting his hands on the ball was Ethan Zorb, but Kasnowski was kind of ready for that. And as Zorb was trying to hold him up, Ryan Miller also trying to rip at the ball. So the two of them combined on the tackle, but Kasnowski is able to hold on to the ball, and he gains 1 on the play. And tick-tock, tick-tock. We're inside of 6 minutes to go here in the football game, 5:40 to go. Shotgun again here for Ranky. 2 wideouts right, 2 to the left. Kasnowski's in the backfield. They'll fake the handoff to him. Ranky will go to the outside, and he is met there. Nice job getting through the block by Gustavo Rodriguez, and Rodriguez showing some pretty good grit and determination there, fighting off the block.
He's done that, pretty good job all night. He's done a good job of, fighting off some blocks, and he's made a couple of times where he's knocked the ball down on some pass plays. He's had a pretty good game.
He's a pretty good little football player, and you see a lot of that out there for Ravenna. If these two teams meet in the playoffs, it ain't going to be 35-0, at least not this way.
Yeah.
They run that little counter reverse, and with the run, here's Colton Dorr. Dorr cuts back to the inside and has enough for a first down. Man in motion. They hand the ball off to him. Dorr, really the track is to come to the outside, but he cut back, found a little running lane, and ends up having a nice gain of about 7 yards on the play.
And it's enough for Kearney Catholic to pick up another first down. And like you said, the running lane wasn't there. Cause it looked like it was designed to come more outside, and he kind of cut back up the middle and picked up about 7 yards.
And again, with that running clock, it's going to take a couple more minutes off the clock here, and Kearney Catholic obviously controls this football game. Same play, Dorr cuts back again to the inside. That time, kind of a combination on the tackle. First one there was Ethan Schombeck, and then finishing off was Brett Douglas, and that's going to be a gain of only about 1, maybe 1.5 yards on the play.
And, you know, Ravenna did a good job that time of kind of stringing that out, and then here came big Brett Douglas kind of to put the final hit on Colton Dorr that time.
I kind of like that. Don't outthink yourself. Hey, it worked? Might work again.
Yeah.
So, you know, run the same play, and that might very well set up something else as Dorr now is on the near side, and we'll see whether or not they put him in motion. Ranky with a little bit of a sign by tapping his helmet. He's going to step up, throw the ball to Pierce on a quick slant. He juggles the ball and can't make the catch. He had the ball all the way down to the 40-yard line, juggling the football, and couldn't come up with it as he was trying to see where the defense was, and the ball falls incomplete. It'll be 3rd and 9.
A good route run by Creighton Pierce and a good throw by Jared. As you said, you know, I think he kind of took his eye just a little bit off of it, and then he kind of bobbled it again and looked to see who was around to hit him, and, end up dropping the ball.
And the thing is, we know what that little tap of the helmet means. That's the route they wanted him to run, as the wide receiver and quarterback communicated well on that play. They run the shotgun. Kasnowski right up the middle. Quick hitter, breaks the tackle across the 50, across the 40, and is brought down there by Saborn. Otherwise, that might have gone the distance.
Yep, that was a good little run by Chris. He hit the hole hard that time. You know, and they sent another person in motion that time. And, Ravenna might be thinking it's that little counter play coming back across, but they handed it to Chris right up the gut.
And a 15-yard gain. It'll be 1st and 10 here for the Stars. 2.5 minutes to go in the football game. And let's get you some other scores here. As it's Axtell over Overton, 28-6, that game in the fourth. Adams Central, 41. Latview, nothing. That game is also in the second half. And off Kasnowski right up the middle. He's going to be met there harshly by number 71, Techmeyer, as Techmeyer did a nice job from his defensive tackle spot, fighting off the block, and it's still going to be a gain of about 3 on the play.
And you can see, you know, Kearney Catholic is just going to try to run a little bit of misdirection, but they're going to try to kind of get the football up the field a little ways, take their time getting out of the huddle and take, you know, run that clock off.
Pleasanton 49, Harvard nothing. They'll have a running clock there as they start the fourth quarter. Gothenburg 46, Southern Valley 6 at the end of 3. Pitch out to O'Brien. O'Brien is across the 40 to about the 38-yard line. He's going to get right at the line of scrimmage, right where they were. And we're going to have a timeout here for Kearney Catholic with a minute 27 to go so they can bring in some of the second-line players. Yep. Valentino scoring updates brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Carry out and delivery are available.
And I think that's what the timeout's used for, is just to get some players in, you know, try to get them a little bit of playing time, get some plays in on with out there against a good Ravenna team.
And get a little varsity experience, and there's, you know, and get a little taste of what playing a good, solid football team like Ravenna, what that is all about here. So they call a timeout, and I'm sure they'll just run some basic bread-and-butter kinds of plays here. This isn't an attempt to get more points on the board. This is an attempt to get some young men some experience out there playing football.
Yep, that's what's going on right now. They're getting the whole new 11 people out there and getting ready to, you know, come up and see what they can do.
Abe Clinch will be in at quarterback. He filled in for Ranky a little bit when Ranky had his bell rung a little bit last week against Sandy Creek. And in the backfield with him is going to be Alex Lowe. And at wing back, going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. Also out there right now, Ryan Huseman. Man in motion. There's a fumble on the play. And falling on the ball is Clinch. The man in motion was Brett James. And they were trying to hand the football off to the freshman James.
Yep, you know, and then it was a pretty good snap. Just took his eye off of it, looked like. And, he's smart enough to not try to pick it up, just pounce on the ball and try to get another playoff here.
Well, it doesn't kill you, it just makes you stronger. And so clock is moving. We're inside of 1 minute to go here. It will be fourth and about 13, 14 yards here. And Kearney Catholic, again, they're just going to go for it. And I think they probably would face more problems trying to punt the football than trying to go for it here. Clinch will put a man in motion. That's Fitzgerald. And they hand the football off to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying to get to the outside. And, boy, there's a lot of big fellers over there.
Yeah, it looked like he kind of had an opening, and all of a sudden it closed up pretty fast.
Ethan Schombeck and Ethan Zorb were over there, and they weren't impressed by the fact that a younger kid was out there running the football. They took care of Keegan Fitzgerald pretty well, and they put him down to the turf. Nothing dirty about the play, don't get me wrong here, but Ravenna's in a bad mood right now. They make the play. Clock is still running here. Only 8 seconds left to go, and they've got one play here in the football game if they can get the snap off, and they just barely do. They hand the ball up the middle, and it's a fumble on the play. Ravenna brought in their second team offense as well. The fumble recovered by Pierce. Statistically, that'll be another turnover on Ravenna, but that one doesn't matter. Your final score, 35-0, Kearney Catholic over the Ravenna Blue Jays. And again, I would not be surprised to see these two teams see each other in the postseason. And so, and we won't get this kind of final next time these two teams get together.
No, you probably won't. The biggest thing is, both teams will be a little bit more prepared and so on. And the turnovers and everything, kind of like you said, at one time, everything was kind of bouncing, Kearney Catholic's way. And they made, they took advantage of those situations too and put some points up on the board.
And again, Kearney Catholic getting a few breaks, getting some opportunities, but you know what? You also have to say they made the plays.
Yep.
They absolutely made the plays. They had scoring plays of 74 yards. They forced a couple of turnovers and turned those into a touchdown. So there's 21 points. It's just good, solid football. And throw in two other nice drives. Those 35 points are not a fluke.
Yeah.
To me, the fluke is the zero, and that is the fact that they were able to keep Ravenna off the board.
Yep, I agree there. The way they moved the football on Elm Creek last week and stuff, that is amazing that they were able to, kind of hold them out from the end zone with the line that Ravenna has and the potential of the backfield that they have. It is amazing that Kearney Catholic kept him off the scoreboard.
But they sure do. Our final score, Kearney Catholic 35, second-ranked Ravenna 0 here at Miles Field. We have to step away and take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have that for you right after this. Timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The Dew Drop Inn in Ravenna is serving home style cooking 24 hours a day. For the best heaping helping of great home style food, head to the Dew Drop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays in and out of the game.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Our final score, Kearney Catholic 35, Ravenna 0. We have some other scores for you. Sumner Eddyville Miller over the Litchfield Trojans by the identical 35-0 score there. Elsewhere, Axtell 36-6 over Overton. That game's in the fourth, and on our sister station, Power 99. Layton over Banner 26-6 at the half. Gothenburg leading Southern Valley by a count of 46-0. That game has just a couple minutes left in the third quarter as well. And that's the most recent update we have. Of course,
Kearney High had a big 35-3 lead over the North Platte Bulldogs at last count. And again, the Stars, with, as we mentioned, a 35-0 win over Ravenna. And the Stars just breaking the team huddle. And there, you can feel the energy. I mean, that, this is a huge win for them, because not only do people around the state see this score and say, wow, Kearney Catholic's a pretty good football team, I think more importantly, the guys wearing the green jerseys out there look at themselves and they say, hey, we're a pretty good football team.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and, you know, a little big momentum on some things out there. But like you said, you can feel the energy from the Kearney Catholic football players as they just broke loose there from their little huddle at the end of the game. And, you know, they're pretty darn excited right now.
And, you know, Mark Hudson, the head coach of Ravenna, is one of the better football coaches around here. This is going to be a learning experience for his football team. His football team is going to bounce back. They're good. They're talented. They're fundamentally sound. This is an abnormality. You're going to take a look back at the rest of the year for Ravenna, and you're going to look at this Kearney Catholic game, and you're going to say, still can't figure out how that happened. I mean, they're going to bounce back.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we mentioned it a few times throughout the game, too, where, you know, they had some plays there that looked very, very good offensively and defensively. They just didn't put a string of those plays together. They might put one or two, maybe three, you know, together. Then all of a sudden something would happen, a bad snap or something would happen. And so they never did get a consistent, you know, 10 or 12 play drive going. And you got to give Kearney Catholic credit on some of that, too. You know, they disrupted some of the things and disrupted some of those plays and caused a few turnovers and havoc back there in the backfield, too.
And again, another strange thing tonight, both teams probably had about five bad snaps.
Yeah.
One time that happened to Kearney Catholic, it didn't bounce right back to them. They had to actually fall on the football. Two bad snaps got away from Ravenna. Kearney Catholic was able to fall on it. And every time there was a bad snap, it was a loss of either the football or a down in 5 yards for Ravenna. For Kearney Catholic, they scored a couple of touchdowns on plays where they had a bad snap.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, they had a couple of times where, you know, and the ball bounced right up to Jared. And Jared made a couple of moves and, you know, made a couple of guys miss. And all of a sudden, he's racing 10, 20, 30, 40, sometimes 74 yards down the field and scoring a touchdown or making a first down and keeping the things going, keeping the momentum going for the Kearney Catholic.
So, and I'm putting together the numbers here, and boy, they're just un-Ravenna-like. When we take a look at all of our numbers, the leading rusher for Ravenna was Ryan Miller at 56 yards. And I haven't totaled up the number of carries here yet, but he's got 56 yards. Yeah, there's nights he has three times that those number of yards. Crowell finished with, I think, right at 40 yards on the night.
Yeah.
And again, we've seen him have four times, five times that amount when he plays Kearney Catholic. And he had a couple of fumbles that he's credited for. One of them was a bad snap.
Yeah.
Not his fault, but he's the quarterback. He's the one saddled with it. And so the numbers just are going to look pretty bad here for Ravenna, and they're a good football team. You see flashes of that out there. There was a time when they were running off plays 5, 7, 9 yards at a crack against the Kearney Catholic defense, but then they started falling behind, started doing a couple of different things, and pretty soon, you know, they can't do that anymore.
Yep, and you know, like you said, Randy, that one play where, you know, they had the guy wide open right off the bat in the first quarter, you know, and then they overthrew him, and it kind of, you know, was like, ah, oh, dang it, you know. Instead of, you know, if they would have completed that one, you know, and the guy goes in for a touchdown or even a big, you know, play out of that, you know, you might see something different out here. But it was overthrown, and all of a sudden, you know, they're setting 3rd and 10 at that point in time instead of, you know, a touchdown or a first down at that point.
Yeah, and again, if he catches him, I mean, he doesn't even have to be on stride. He could have came to a complete stop, caught the ball, and still run. Still would have been 15 yards ahead of everybody, and you don't catch Saborns after you give them a head start.
I mean, you just
don't. And so Saborn would have been able to go, Trevor Saborn would have been able to go the entire distance had that ball simply been able to be caught. And as a result, it just didn't work out for him. And that you go a long way from being 15-0. If you make it 15-7 like that, you're right back in the football game.
Yep.
But when you miss it, you really miss that opportunity.
Yep, and you know, and you can just kind of see the – players just go, ah, oh, dang it, you know, we missed that play right there. But, you know, they had some opportunities too. You know, we were just kind of waiting for them to put one of those big 10, 12 play drives together, and it just didn't happen for Ravenna tonight. Something would happen, you know, where they would get a flag or a penalty or something, but it just never, we just never saw him put a 10 or 12 play drive together.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back with our Misco Sports post-game show, we're going to talk with a very happy head football coach of Kearney Catholic. Dave Colling is on his way up. We're going to take a quick break. First of all, we remind you, you're listening to the Misco Sports post-game show. It's fall, and Misco's can help you root for your favorite team. They have T-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, and hats from the Huskers, Lopers, Kearney High Bearcats, Kearney Catholic Stars, and Misco's has plenty of other college and NFL hoodies to choose from. Misco Sports, down on the bricks. See them before the games begin. We'll take a break, talk with the coach right after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. They'll get them Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Kearney Catholic with a 35-0 win over Ravenna. And we're joined with a very happy head Kearney Catholic football coach, Dave Colling. And, Coach, did you really expect 35-0?
No, I did not expect 35-0. Like I said, we had some young kids that grew up two grade levels tonight. Some of the offensive linemen some of the young kids really just came through for us. Ravenna's a dang good ball team, and just very happy for our guys.
I heard you talking with Doug and all that, talking about this game, and there was really a lot of discussion about your line play. And you take a look at the size of your line versus the size of Ravenna's line. You just don't think that Jared Rinke is going to have time to throw the football when you take a look at those numbers.
No, and like I said, Jared Rinke had an outstanding game, but he had time to throw, and that was a huge, huge factor. Like I said, those young kids, I don't want to take away from, take for granted sometimes our older kids that lead the way, but those young kids just stepped up big tonight.
It looked like to me up here, where you guys countered some of the things that they could do, up front, you kind of got Jared on the outside and you got some people on the outside.
You know, I'll take Jared Rinke one-on-one in space anytime. He's a great ball player and makes good decisions with the ball.
And to me, that was a big key for you. Got a few bounces that kind of went his way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of times that a lot of quarterbacks would kind of shrink from that, just fall on the football and just, lick your wounds or whatever. Jared Rinke still wants to make a play.
Yeah, and like I said, this is his senior campaign, and he's going out there. Like I told the guys before the game, we're playing the number two team in the state, and, we got nothing. We have no fear whatsoever. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to lose. Let's go out and just play ball. And defensively, like I said, we lined up many times wrong last week. I haven't seen the film yet, but we lined up in the right places tonight, and that's a huge thing.
Don and I kind of talked about this after the game that, people are going to see this score. They're going to hear this score. And Kearney Catholic beat second-ranked Ravenna 35-0. Oh, my goodness, Kearney Catholic's a pretty good football team. We were talking the most important people that believe Kearney Catholic's a pretty good football team is your football team.
Exactly right. We told them after the game here, we go back to work tomorrow morning at 9:00 when we watch film. We go back to work. This is, we're not done. I think the kids believe that as much as the coaches believe that.
But this is still, this is a real shot in the arm. What does this win mean maybe for, your team and the course of the season?
I think it's huge for the young kids because they get a lot of confidence. And right now, when you're a freshman or a sophomore playing O-line and, using all the confidence you can get. And I think this was a huge booster for those young kids.
And I thought Matt Bowman had a really good football game here. What does Matt and a couple of those other seniors mean to you, to this team, as far as leadership?
I told Doug this morning, or not this morning, this afternoon, not only is Matt a flying to the ball, hard-hitting linebacker, He's a teacher. He teaches those young kids. He doesn't yell at him. He doesn't do any of that stuff. He teaches them what they need to do to be at his level.
You take a look at this, 35 points against that defense is outstanding. But you shut out a football team that really rolled up against a pretty good football team last week. Talk a little bit about your defense and how that happened.
Well, I'd like to say it was all my doing.
I know you'd like to say that.
like I said, we felt that we wanted to shut down the run. So we geared our whole defense around shutting down the run. And like I said, there were some turnovers here and there that came into play. But for the most part, our guys were in the right place at the right time and wrapped up fairly well, and they got the job done. Like I said, I don't know how many, you know, I don't know how many yards he had at this juncture right now, but as far as wrapping up and not getting, you know, 10, 12, 15 yards after contact, I think we did a fairly good job.
You held him, according to my numbers, and take that with a big grain of salt, Crowell finished with 40 yards. He had a 20-yard run in the fourth quarter. That was half of his total yards on the night. And Miller, who can light you up as well, he finished with 56 yards. So those two, their best two running backs, finished with less than 100 yards. In fact, you totaled everything up. You held that offense to less than 100 yards on the ground, right at 99 yards.
It was a tribute to the Tony Kellogg Stars football team.
And it seemed to me your line, your defensive line, not necessarily, you didn't necessarily get great penetration, but you didn't get blown off the ball either, which, you know, is something Ravenna does to team after team after team.
Right, and that's kind of, you know, we told the kids, we said, you're not going to line up, you know, against, we're not asking you to line up against a kid, and you're not going to manhandle him, you're not going to out muscle him, because you just aren't going to do that. And so we asked them to do great technique and keep them off our linebackers and not get pushed back 5 yards. You know, a stalemate or anything at the line of scrimmage was a win for us.
Talk a little bit about next week, what you kind of face, and kind of where you go from here.
Who do we play next week?
I have to look that up. I knew you would know. I have
Donovan
it around here if you really need
Donovan
to know.
Donovan Trumbull. And like I said, Donovan Trumbull, I believe, played Missy. They played Minden last week. I can look it up. Wood River last week.
I haven't seen a score, so I don't know.
I can't tell you who they play. My mind isn't going right now.
Well, you weren't worried about them this week. You're worried about them next week.
Like I said, we'll go to work tomorrow morning. Break down their film, see what they do, and like you said, the team chemistry, or the team do it for my brother, is there, and I like that. I really like that.
They played Gibbon tonight, I haven't seen a score yet either, so I can't help you
like
out.
Said, we have a lot of work to do, so we're not a finished product by any means.
Well, outstanding performance, and we're going to check some more halftime numbers. We'll send you back to a very happy locker room. Dave Colling, thanks for joining us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at some of the final numbers right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Zorg Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorg Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorg Farms in Litchfield.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show as we take a look at some of the individual and team numbers for both Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. We'll begin, first of all, for the Blue Jays, who now fall to 1-1 on the season. They were led rushing the football tonight by Ryan Miller. Miller carried the ball. I forgot to total that up. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 15 times. He carried it 15 times. For 56 yards, that is well behind his average, that's tremendous defense here for Kearney Catholic. Also carrying the ball out of the backfield was Ethan Schombach. Schombach carried the ball only one time, actually had a loss of 3 as he fell on a fumble. And again, a very quiet night for Josh Crowell as well. Crowell carried the ball 8 times for 40 yards. Again, as we mentioned in the post game with Dave Colling, half of those yards came on one play where he had a 20-yard rush. So he finished with 40 yards on 8 carries. And Baronic came in and played one down on at quarterback, and Connor Baronic was actually sacked for a 16-yard loss on the play. So you total everything up. That's 80 yards rushing the football tonight for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and I've seen the Jays do more than 80 yards on one play many a time.
Yeah. You know, their football team usually, you know, is racking up 300 to 400 yards rushing per night. And, you know, for the Stars to hold them under 100 yards rushing is, you know, a tribute to Kearney Catholic and, you know, their defensive scheme.
Now, they brought in Connor Baronic to throw one pass. The sack prevented him from being able to do that. Crowell did throw the ball 4 times, 1 interception, 3 incompletions. So no yards at all passing in the football game. So a total of 80 yards in the game. They turned the ball over 3 times, and all 3 of those were turned into touchdowns by Kearney Catholic. They
yep.
didn't score on the play, but they were able to build on that
yep.
momentum, use the field position, and score 3 touchdowns. Now, for Kearney Catholic, they did most of their damage on the ground. Leading the way for them was Jared Ranke. Ranke finished with 165 yards on the ground on 12 carries, 53 yards rushing by Chris Kasnowski on 12 carries, 43 yards by Jacob O'Brien on only 3 carries. Colton Doerr carried the ball 3 times, finished with 15 yards on the night. Abe Clinch came in, played a couple plays at quarterback, had to fall on a loose ball, lost 5 yards on the play. And so Kearney Catholic, well over 200 yards tonight, 271 yards, I believe, on the ground tonight for the Kearney Catholic Stars as they win this one 35-0. In the air, Jared Ranke went 4 of 9 in the air for 54 yards. 3 of those 4 balls were caught by Creighton Pierce for 29 yards. The other one was by Colton Doerr, a big 19-yard gain
yeah.
that turned 3rd and 24, third and goal from
yep.
the 24 down to a manageable, let's go for it on 4th down kind of play that eventually turned into a 4-yard touchdown run by Jared Ranke.
And that, like you said, that 4-yard touchdown run, you know, he never had one time where he had, you know, like you said, two steps full speed. It was dodging, you know, scooting, moving, and then kind of lunging at the end and getting into the end zone there. And, you know, you look at those rushing yards and you go Kearney Catholic rushing over 200 yards and Ravenna not even getting 100 yards rushing. You know, you look at it on paper, and you go, wow, you know, if you would have went, okay, who's going to have the most yards rushing between these two teams, you would have probably went, hey, Ravenna's going to do that with the line that they had up front. But it just didn't turn out that way.
271 yards unofficially. I mean, that's an outstanding night rushing the football. We have some more scores for you, and then we'll give you the scoring recap here from our game. Pleasanton over Harvard, 63-12. That's a final. Also a final on our sister station, Power 99. Overton loses to Axtell, 41-12. Scott's Bluff, 26-0 winners over Hastings. Adams Central over Platteview, 41-0 in that football game. So the Patriots, obviously a pretty good football team. And Silver Lake over Hildreth, 58-0. So they got the clock running early and often in that game. In our game, scoring started very early on, 7:50, second possession here for Kearney Catholic, 7:54 to go in the first quarter. Chris Kasnowski makes it in from 7 yards out, and it was 7-0 Kearney Catholic. After that, Jared Ranke, following a turnover, got the ball and ran 74 yards, pretty much untouched, right up the middle. Keegan Fitzgerald decides to go for 2 after the snap. He just couldn't handle the snap. And he was able to find Creighton Pierce in the end zone, got a 2-point conversion. It was 15-0 at that point. In the second quarter, after another Ravenna turnover, Kearney Catholic gets in the end zone again. This time Ranke from 8 yards out. After a fumbled snap, he's able to pick it in, kick the extra point, and it's 22-0. Also in that second quarter, minute 51 to go, Ranke goes in from 4 yards out after another turnover, and it's 29-0. Then Kearney Catholic capped off the scoring in the third quarter. Reinke a nice little 9-yard run. He missed the extra point as, again, the snap was no good. And with 6:50 to go in the third, it was 35-0. After that, the clock was running, and really just a couple more drives for each team.
Yeah.
And with that running clock, that ate up the time. And Kearney Catholic comes out here with a 35-0 win over over the second-ranked team in the state, Ravenna Blue Jays.
Yep, and, you know, like you said, when it got to, you know, when it was 35-0, that clock, it just kept going. And, you know, that second half went by very, very fast on that situation right there. And, you know, like you said, Kearney Catholic took advantage of some, you know, turnovers that Ravenna had. And, you know, they punched it in. They, you know, and Kearney Catholic came in with a good game plan and looked very good tonight.
And next week for Kearney Catholic, they will travel to Donovan-Trumbull to take on a conference rival, a district rival. That'll be an interesting matchup there as well. And I didn't think ahead enough to look and see who Ravenna plays. I think Ravenna plays Loup City. I think I have that around here somewhere. And, you know, they're going to be in a situation where they kind of need to lick their wounds just a little bit as they'll take on Sutton next week and then Cross County the week after that. And so they want to get things going. And, boy, I kind of feel sorry for Sutton playing a very angry Ravenna team next week.
Yeah, I think Ravenna's going to come out, you know, and be a little bit upset of, you know, the way that things went for them. And, you know, they're going to come out with a little bit of vengeance and, you know, get after some things next week.
So, again, our final score, 35-0, Kearney Catholic with a surprise over Ravenna as they beat the second-ranked team in Class C2. Don Lease, thanks so much for joining us. Kind of a last-second replacement, but always a first-teamer once you get in off the bench.
Yep, thanks a lot. It was fun. And plus, it was raining now for most of the game, so it was awesome being up here.
Nice and dry up here at the press box. Once again, 35-0, our final. I'm Randy Bushgutter for Don Lease. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll turn it back to the studios. And don't forget our Friday night scoreboard show on our sister station, Power 99. That's going to be going on as Doug and Daddy wrap up the postgame of their game between Overton and Axtell. So once again, our final score, 35-0, Kearney Catholic over Ravenna. The Mustangs will travel, Sutton Mustangs will travel to Ravenna next week to take on the Blue Jays. Kearney Catholic hits the road for the first time, and they'll take on Donovan-Trumbull. So we'll talk to you again next week. Until then, good night, everybody.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. At Town and Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town and Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be right back.